As opposed to Z team. Well, we've definitely had the A team in terms of our reviewer of Prime Minister's Questions. But Matt Chorley is the editor of the Times Report. Thank you very much indeed. As I said, I get someone else to watch or listen to it so that we don't have to and you don't have to. Anyway, I'm done for another day. John Holmes is here to tell us what's happening in this show. You are here.
I am
you
here.
Are not, you're not an apparition. You are
well,
really
I was
going
to go and join the army instead, but I thought I'd come in and give it one last gasp.
Well, you are a white, straight man. I'm not sure they want
they
you.
They won't want me anymore, no. But there are ways around that.
Mind you, you can't get a job in the government either, apparently.
No, exactly.
The Daily Mail,
so
you?
that's closed those avenues off. Yeah. So I'm not sure
do
now.
Do you want to be all you can be?
Well, I think I already am. If I'm honest.
Well, not in that cardigan. I mean,
this cardigan is the peak of my ability.
Your wife let you out of the house in that. Yeah, seriously, if you could see this.
What said you in a baggy red thing?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm wearing pink, man.
Well, it might have been pink once. I don't know what happened to your washing machine.
I'm just proud of
it. Did you wash it on a too hot wash?
I'm proud of a man who knows what a washing machine is, if not where it is. What rubbish is on your show?
Well, it is going to be the army, of course.
Cardigans.
The new adverts. Cardigans, a big cardigan slot that we like to do. Foreign correspondent, we go through the papers. With a diversity. We've been doing diversity paper reviews since we began. Where's our thanks for it? We're the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Does anyone bloody take any notice? No.
No, they do not. John Holmes, after 1 o'clock. This is. He's very calm. No more Coca-Cola for you, young man. He's back here with you after the news here at Talk Radio at 1 o'clock. Have a lovely day.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio with the Sun Holes from £9.50. Great value breaks from just £9.50. For more information, go to thesun.co.uk/holidays.
We know it's not easy running your own business. We know it's not easy making those tough decisions. Tough decisions about investing in infrastructure. Tough decisions about investing in the right staff. So here's an easy decision. If you're looking for a new van, the Volkswagen Transporter will cost you just £235 a month. With nothing to pay up front. Incredible offers to help your business thrive. Search Volkswagen Transporter to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. Working with you. No initial rental on contract hire. Excludes 20% VAT. Business users only. Until the 2nd of April 2018. T's and C's and exclusions apply. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services.
Hello, it's me, Dracula. Relax, I don't bite. Much. Unlike the cost of some broadband deals. That's why I switched to Sky Broadband Unlimited. It's monstrously good value. Just £18 a month for 12 months, including line rental, plus a £9.95 setup fee. Exclusively for new and existing Sky TV customers. It's totally unlimited, and they'll never slow you down, even at peak times. Well, you don't want anything to stop the flow when you're screaming. Sorry, streaming, do you? Search Sky Broadband. Sky. Believe in better. Sky network areas and new broadband customers only. 12-month contract. Further terms apply.
The football's back.
What a chance! What a goal!
Which can only mean one thing. The Selco Predictor is back. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million.
Plus, in August, win flights and £150 spending money for a sensational two-night city stay in a European hotspot of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
And you know what? It ruddy is as well. Look, it's just after 1 o'clock. It's a Wednesday. I'm John Holmes. And the news is here with
Lisa O'Sullivan.
Lisa O'Sullivan. I knew that.
13 dead in Californian flash floods, army accused of wrong recruiting tactics, and a new take on sexual harassment.
Talk Radio.
At least 13 people have been killed in Southern California after heavy rain led to flash floods and heavy mudslides. Officials described the scene as being like a World War I battlefield after tons of mud, boulders and debris rolled down hills. In France, a search is underway for a British man missing after heavy snowfall hit the Alps. John Brommel was last seen late on Sunday in the resort of Tignes after telling friends he was heading for the slopes. Meanwhile, around 13,000 tourists are stranded in the Swiss resort of Zermatt, as snow is blocking routes into the town. A former commander of British forces in Afghanistan has been telling Talk Radio he hopes a new recruitment drive will work, but he's afraid it won't. Colonel Richard Kemp has slammed the British Army for an advertising campaign offering new recruits emotional support and a place you belong.
basically, what we want in the army is ruffians. We don't want people who are worried about their emotional problems. Of course, you get that. You get that, and that's part and parcel. But what you should be targeting is ruffians, because you need ruffians to fight.
The new Northern Ireland Secretary's promise to help restore devolution during her first visit to Belfast in the role. Karen Bradley is starting her job over a year since Stormont's power-sharing agreement collapsed. And French cinema icon Catherine Deneuve says men should be free to hit on women. 100 French women have signed an open letter published in Le Monde newspaper attacking what they call the puritanism triggered by recent sexual harassment allegations. They say campaigns like Me Too threaten hard-won sexual freedoms.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Well, we've got sunshine in the west. It's going to be cloudier with rain in the east this afternoon. And we've got fog moving in after dark. I'll be back with more news in half an hour.
Can I just say, Lisa, yep. Right, because we haven't worked together before.
No, we haven't.
And this is your first appearance on this show, certainly. But it's obviously you've been doing this a long time, so you know what you're doing. And honestly, in the last few days, we've had a couple of, you know, you and Sandy Waugh, right, you know what you're doing, right? It's just a level of professionalism we're not used to. If I'm
okay,
really.
I'll bring the level down.
So thank you. Well, that's fine. No, I thought you brought a level. I mean, you got the words right. You know, I mean, some of the people in here, Lee, you wouldn't believe, Lisa, honestly. How are you?
I'm not bad at all,
very
actually.
Good. So you're with us throughout the afternoon, of course.
Yeah.
I'll explain about Headline Hijack as we go along.
Excellent. I think looking forward to that.
Bonus news is happening.
Can't wait.
This is where...
I love my minerals. Did chemistry A level.
This is perfect.
I got a U, but I did it.
That's more than anyone else has got, qualification-wise, around here, so that's fine. So that's there because we know your bulletins aren't long enough to cover everything off. So we have to bring you animals. More vegetable and mineral. That's the gist of it.
Thank goodness.
All right. Well, look, lovely to see you. Thank you very much. Do you know who's got the pre-recorded sport today?
It's Simon Watsy Watts.
Is it?
Yeah.
Apparently, it's Simon Watsy Watts with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
I'm Simon Watts. Amir Khan has signed a 3-year contract with Matchroom to make his boxing return. The former WBA and IBF super welterweight champion hasn't fought since his defeat to Sal Canelo Alvarez in May 2016. Khan was in the I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here jungle alongside TalkSport's Ian Lee just last month.
I'm really excited for the next couple of years because this is the best time of my career now. I'm at the peak of my career. I've got the best fights ahead of me. And it's time to now come back with a big bang. April 21st, Liverpool. Let's make it happen.
Tyson Fury says he's applying for his licence today. The former world champion tweeted that he expects to be back in the ring by April. After being dumped out of one competition in recent days, Arsenal go to Chelsea tonight, looking to avoid crashing out of another. It's the first leg of the semi-final of the EFL Cup live on Talk Sport. And Andre VS Boas has been forced out of his first Dakar rally after hurting his back in the fourth round stage. The former Chelsea and Tottenham boss hit a sand dune in Peru. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Simon Watsy Watts there. I think that was the first Simon Watsy Watts we've had, isn't it? I don't recall Simon Watsy Watts doing it for us before.
No, has
everyone else just given up? Is that more or less what's happened?
He was a receptionist last week.
Right, I thought so. Everyone's moving around, aren't they? I expect now here's a little bit of production to get us into the show that's been made by an intern or something. I don't know.
Talk Radio.
At Nissan, we've merged
three different offers
to create a bigger one.
The Nissan 321 Go offer.
With a price from $199 per month at 0% APR representative for a new Qashqai.
A promise such as 3 years warranty and RAC roadside assistance.
And a perk, like 2 years servicing. Available on Qashqai and connected with glass roof pack.
Retail customers only.
Nissan Finance. 36 monthly payments. Subject to status over 18s.
10% minimum deposit at £6,975. Optional final payment of £10,866.
Up to 3 years warranty or 60,000 miles. Certain parts and labour only.
At participating dealers.
Offer ends 2nd of April 2018.
T&Cs apply at nissan.co.uk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, you are listening to an icebreaker. That much is clear. Anyway, sorry, I interrupted your news there, didn't
I? That's right. Sound effect of a ricochet.
Yeah. Sandy, thank you very much indeed.
Bit of an anticlimax for you.
It's just a slice of cauliflower. Okay. Vegan consent splaining. Or
a fake nipple on the top of his
wanted.
Bone of it, delicious now, apparently.
What are we to make of it?
If you could get me a forest fire, please.
It doesn't give us much confidence.
Okay, so you're suggesting using a dog as a Cardi B, reinstated from Wednesday this week. Why do you think the Olympics will have these dreams, these ideas? You know, is that deliberate? Imran, tell us about yours. How do you mistweet that?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
Yeah. Talk radio. No power.
Bound together on a journey.
No responsibility.
The very fabric of nature.
And so here we are then. We boldly go where plenty of people have gone before and will again. Wednesday afternoon, your slice of Talk Radio flavoured midweek. By the way, if you want to join Talk Radio, and they are advertising, just like the Army with their new recruitment campaign. If you're thinking, well, which should I go for? Should I go for the Army or should I go to work at Talk Radio? Well, which should I apply for? Well, on the one hand, tough regime with sadistic leaders bullying a culture of silence where recruits are simply regarded as cannon fodder. On the other hand, you know, the Army, so... I'm kidding, of course. No, you see, the Army have launched their new advertising campaign today. You still get to be the best, but now you get to be the best and emotional while you're doing it. So that's good news. Join the Army. Join the Army. Shoot someone in the face and then have a little cry about it. I think that's the gist of it anyway. Now, what they're saying, Do you want someone with emotional issues in the... I think it's probably okay to shoot someone in the face and then get a bit upset about it. I think that's probably reasonable. I mean, I don't think I could shoot someone in the face and then just stroll off not giving two hoots about it. Well, I mean, there are a couple of people I can think of, but mainly not. I couldn't do it. The campaign, of course, is to also let gay people know that it's absolutely okay to be in the Army. And do you know what? I'm pretty sure that... I don't know why that was ever an issue in the first place. You're either mentally equipped to kill people because someone's ordered you to, or not. I don't really know what your sexuality's got to do with that, if I'm honest. Are you happy to kill someone because somebody's told you to do it? Yes. Does it matter who you sleep with? No. I think it's all about the shooty stuff, really, isn't it? Anyway, soldier, get out there on today's radio parade ground. There's only two types of listener to Talk Radio, and that's steers and people who think that LBC is boring. And I don't see no horns on you. Or something like that, I don't know. The quote almost goes. Anyway, look, welcome. It is Talk Radio in the afternoon. I am John Holmes. And we bring you, well, for the next couple of days at least, and we bring you news-led entertainment. That is what we're here for between now and 4 o'clock. No. It's at no. No. It is our pleasure. There's no need to thank us. And as the French actress, as you've just been hearing in the news there, Catherine Deneuve and 100 French female artists, performers and academics have said in their open letter that it's fine for men to hit on women without it being called sexual harassment. Here we are, hitting on your ears for the next 3 hours. Although, rest assured, it will always be consensual, and no one is going to Weinstein themselves off into a pot plant. And that is our promise to you. And here's what basic radio training we're going to have you running around doing today. Headline Hijack is on the way. Of course it is. Your chance to make up the news. Make up a news story. Just a couple of sentences. Send it to us and you could hear your words said as real truth by Lisa O'Sullivan in the bulletin at 2 o'clock. That's how it's going to work. There is the diversity paper review. We'll be going through the papers with the diversity today. It's a brown man. He's called Mark. Upping the diversity quota. Just like the Army want to do, just like Theresa May, we were doing it first. Where we tread, they follow. We got work experience punditry. Adrian is in today, rounding up the hipster nonsense for us. He's our work experience. We don't have to pay him. We got the big debate at 3. We will be talking to Talk Radio's foreign correspondent. About a foreign story live from somewhere foreign. We've got a game of Dead or Alive on the programme. We've got hot guest action. Today's PR exercise dressed up as an interview is comedian Jarlath Reagan, who will be joining us to flog something or other that Jarlath Reagan is doing. Who's on the show then? Let's have a find out. Chloe is assistant producing today through the glass. Hello, Chloe.
Good afternoon,
Good John. Afternoon, Chloe. Katie's on the buttons. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
Hello there. Nelius is in the room. Hello, Nelius.
Hello, John.
Yeah, hello.
I miss you.
Miss me?
Sorry, but I wish you.
Do you miss me already?
Why would I?
Okay.
May I wish you a very happy National Bittersweet Chocolate Day.
Thank you. Is that...
Every January 10th.
Yeah, but hang on. Is it bittersweet because it's National Chocolate Day, or is it specifically bittersweet chocolate that it is the day off?
Bittersweet Chocolate Day.
Yes, but is the day bittersweet?
The chocolate is bittersweet.
Just to be clear. All right, fine. All right. Thanks, Con. So welcome along, then. I'm John Holmes. Hello. And we need to get into today's big story. And we need to do it with some music. So, big song, links to the big story. The clues are in the song. See if you can figure out exactly how it fits. That is Muse. It is called Psycho. But why are we playing it? How does it link to today's big story? Cornelius, you've been trying to figure it out. Of course you have. How does it link to today's big story?
Is it about Donald Trump?
Is it Psycho?
Because he's a psycho.
No.
Is it...
Quickly.
The coconuts. Nuts, what? Coconuts. Sainsbury's coconuts are overpackaged. And it's nuts, John, like a psycho.
Oh, good, very good, yeah. No, it's not. Of course, it's about this shouting man here. There's a shouting man in this song.
Well, why does he shout? I'll tell you why he shouts. Because he's a drill sergeant in the army, isn't it? The song is about the kind of psycho that goes into the army to kill people. That's what the song's about. It's Muse. And we play it, of course, because of today's new army recruitment ad, which has rather taken it away from Muse's argument here. That the people who go out to kill people should have an element of psycho about them, or ruffian, as somebody told Talk Radio earlier. So we're going to be talking about that. Is the new army recruitment advert where indeed they have been saying that all are welcome, people with emotional issues are also welcome into the army because that's fine because there will be the support there. Is that what you want from an army? Really? Anyway, we'll find out. We're going to be talking to a couple of people actually after the break, talking all things war next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill, Van Monster? Van Monster.
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and flexible finance options too, like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com. Representative 13.9% APR.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm calling about your application to us with the National Lottery Awards for All, and I am actually calling with some great news. I can confirm that we'd like to offer you a grant.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Sarah helps young people with learning disabilities through education and training programmes, thanks to National Lottery Players.
And you have no idea what a difference this will make to our organisation. Oh my God, I may cry.
Help make the extraordinary happen. Play Lotto this Saturday. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
What seems to be the problem?
It's my career. It's broken down.
Well, let's take a look. Work-life balance? How's that running?
It's not.
Okay, so you're the boss or the employee?
The slave.
Know what? You need something new, mate.
Become a Red driving instructor and change direction. With comprehensive training, job satisfaction and work in your own hours. Red. Get your career in gear. Go to reddrivingschool.com for details. Go Red and get ahead.
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this.
Mom, please can I have another ice cream?
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Haul yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting today. T's and C's apply.
From director Ridley Scott, don't miss the most talked about movie of the year. Critics are calling All the Money in the World terrific and thrilling.
Mr. Getty, how much would you pay to release your grandson?
Nothing.
It's truly magnificent and exceptional. 5 stars. All the Money in the World. At cinemas now. Rated 15.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Some big problems on the motorways this afternoon. The M6 in Merseyside is closed northbound after an accident between junction 23 for Haydock and 26 of the Oral Interchange. That's causing a long queue back to junction 22 at Newton of Willows. Now the West Midlands 3 lanes are shut on the M6 southbound between junction 7 and 6 towards Spaghetti Junction, leaving just 1 lane open after an accident. That's causing a long queue back to junction 10 at Wolverhampton. And in Surrey, the M25 is completely blocked anti-clockwise just past junction 6 at Godstone after an accident earlier. I'm Alan Joyce.
Every new year, someone tells you what to do. The papers said get fit. Blogs said get more sleep. I say get lost in a country I've never been to. He said this, she said that. I say Arona. Do your thing with £1,000 off the list price of a new Seat, including the new Arona compact SUV at the Fresh Start Savings event. Download your £1,000 voucher at seat.co.uk to use on top of existing offers before 22nd of January.
Orders until 22nd January 2018. Car must be registered between 1st of January and 30th of September 2018. UK 18 plus. Retail sales of new cars at participating retailers only. Excludes £500 test drive and scrappage incentive scheme. T's and C's apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we are talking about today's big story. So what are we we know? We know that the army are running out of people who are willing to shoot other people. That's presumably the problem. It is a recruitment problem. The next question is, I suppose, what do they do about it? Well, the next generation aren't applying to join Britain's armed forces anymore. So to combat it, well, you know, it is the army. This is a new advertising campaign that's been launched today, then, promising that the army is more inclusive to people. Gay people, trans people, people who don't identify as any particular gender, plus people who get, quote, emotional, which is sort of what's grabbing the headlines today, the emotional part of it. Largely because that doesn't sound very useful to many. I mean, go and shoot that person in the face. Could we talk about it first? Because, you know, I suffer from anxiety. What? That's what people are getting a bit concerned about, that kind of thing. As even the Army's former Major General said today, it's about delivering high-intensity fighting power. We're not going to be soft and we're not going to be nice to people. That's not what the Army is for. And let us not forget that the next generation of the military will be recruited from the millennial generation, who really, as we know, run off to safe spaces at the drop of a hat, let alone at someone shouting at them to drop and give me 20. They can't deal with trigger phrases, let alone actual triggers. So does this ad campaign, well, is it going to work, I suppose? Let's ask, well, friend of the show. She's been on before, Caroline Page, author of True Colours, first openly transgender officer in the armed forces. Caroline, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
John, good afternoon. How are you?
Very good, thank you. It's good to have you on again. Now, what do you make of this campaign? A lot of people just saying, you know, concentrating on this sort of emotional side of the whole thing. Is there room for emotion in the army?
Of course there's room for emotion, because if people didn't have emotions, we'd all be robots. Everybody serving in the army currently has emotions. There is room for emotions. And I know the new adverts, the new recruiting campaign is focusing, excuse me, on this at the moment. But the whole campaign is more about showing that the army is more inclusive and takes care of its people and looks after its people. So it's not saying it's going to be softer, and it's not saying it's going to have people on the battlefield who are worried about anxiety and emotions with a gun. And let's not forget that actually only a small proportion of the army is the TEF arms and ends up in close combat. The army today has jobs from IT, drivers, construction, medics, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
All sorts of opportunities available.
But in terms of those people on the front line, Caroline, would they be right to be worried? And there are people sort of concerned about it, saying, because, you know, we're recruiting from the next generation, which, as we know, is millennials, which is, there is a lot, you know, people talk about mental health more often, and that's absolutely the correct thing to do, but people do suffer from anxiety, and we certainly, it's more open and so on and so forth. And if you are recruiting from a pool of people who are, you know, prone to that kind of talking about it rather than doing it sort of attitude, which is prevalent, do you start getting problems down the line when really the army is about this high intensity group of people who are trained to kill?
Yeah, it's all about the armed forces being in the 21st century, not the 20th, isn't it? And it has to move with the times. All the equipment evolves, but so do the people evolve. And the thing is that people who join the army know, and if they don't know, they will know when they go to the recruiting station or when they end up in training, that anybody that joins the armed forces may be called upon to go into combat.
Mm.
That's the role of the armed forces. And so anybody who isn't prepared to do that won't be accepted into the army.
Is the message clear, though? Because if it's saying, look, we're all inclusive and everything else, I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, sexuality here, because, you know, we've spoken before, and as far as I'm concerned, if you you have the ability and the want to go into the army and combat's part of it, then your sexuality is absolutely irrelevant to that, of course. But your emotional state, your mental anxiety state, is important and relevant in this argument, isn't it? And if it's sort of saying, doesn't matter if you're emotional and you suffer from anxiety, come in, we'll look after you, I'm not sure that's the sort of person you want on a battlefield.
No, it's not. But what you do is quite rigorous training, and the training is very close to being on the battlefield. It has to be, because people have to know. Short of actually killing people when you're in training, then the training is very, very realistic and puts people under an awful lot of pressure. And if people can't deal with the training, then they're not going to be allowed to progress into combat.
Okay.
So there are mechanisms in place, but that's not what it's saying. We're jumping on the sort of emotional side of things. But what it's saying is that the army will, you know, it's going to put people in harm's way. And people want to know that, first of all, they're going to be respected. That's a key point. But also that if they break, whether that's physically, mentally, or emotionally, that the army is going to deal with that and help them and not just chuck them to one side. Oh. And I think that's what it's about. It's about people knowing that if they go in there and they have issues, then they're going to be addressed and not just cast aside.
Okay, Caroline, look, thank you very much for joining us. Caroline's busy today, doing a lot of interviews, you'd expect her to as well. But Major Chris Hunter is on the line as well, counter-terrorism consultant, among many other skills and talents. Major Chris Hunter, thank you for joining us. You were listening to that there. That's Caroline Page, of course. This advertising campaign, then, with the people are sort of dwelling on this emotional angle. I'll ask you the same question that I asked Caroline, really. Is there any room for somebody with anxiety on a battlefield?
I think, to be honest with you, if you ask anybody who's been on a battlefield, they'd be an absolute psychopath if they didn't feel anxiety during a conflict or a combat situation. You know, we all are human. We all suffer from anxiety in one form or another in certain circumstances. I think the important aspect of this, you know, and I certainly agree with everything that Caroline said, the only thing I would sort of reiterate, really, or potentially question, you know, she mentioned about the frontline teeth arms going into combat, but, you know, I joined the army at 16, I spent 18 years in the military. All the recent conflicts I served in, it didn't matter whether you were a chef, a driver, or an infantryman, everybody is involved in potential conflict and combat in an asymmetric environment.
Yeah.
So I fully support the Army's wider belonging campaign and its attempt to attract a broader base. But I think it's essential that we don't lose sight of, you know, the soldiers, sailors, airmen, the men and women that we absolutely need to recruit to ensure that we've got that, you know, that combat effectiveness.
Well, that's right. That's the point, isn't it? It's combat effectiveness, I suppose. And therefore, it doesn't matter, you know, your walk. I mean, let me give you the other quote today, which was that, you know, the priorities, the army needs to be full of soldiers who are happy to go into combat. As we said, that is basically it. The composition of them or whether they reflect Britain is of secondary importance. That was Richard Kemp today, former commander of the British operations in Afghanistan, of course. And that's right, isn't it? Because it's all about what you are there to do. It is there to be, you know, the whole argument about the Be the Best campaign as well, which obviously they've kept after the intervention of the Defence Secretary. But it's about being the best, but it's about being capable for the job. It's about wanting to do the job. And earlier on Talk Radio, someone was saying that actually what you want is ruffians in the army. They're the people you want because they've got to fight. And therefore, someone sort of suffering from, you know, if someone is going to get upset about it and want to talk to someone about it, or whether or not they want to fight someone or not, there's no place for them there.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they've got to be resilient. They've got to be robust. They've got to have those alley cat skills that are needed, you know, to sort of adapt to any environment of conflict. But, you know, let's not do them a disservice. I think they also need to be not just intellectually intelligent, but they've got to be emotionally intelligent as well. You know, in any given day, they could be fighting a full intensity conflict on one block, and then two streets around the corner, they could be doing a complete sort of hearts and minds campaign and, you know, making sure the locals are happy and listening to their needs, desires, wants, and saving lives. So, you know, they've got to be versatile, but I think the most important aspect of this is that, you know, we do look at the minority groups. We are representative of society, but we have to focus on the core people who tend to join the military, and I don't think this current campaign is quite there. The Army Be the Best slogan was going to be scrapped. You know, it was called dated, elitist, and non-inclusive. Well, as you said, you know, the soldiers, sailors, and airmen aren't necessarily representative of the wider cross-spectrum of society. The armed forces' absolute bedrock is tradition. And in terms of elitism, you know, one of the, if you like, one of the definitions of it is a person or class of persons considered superior by others or by themselves.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you need when you're fighting an adversary.
It is,
and
exactly.
Trying to win.
So that criticism of it being elitist, that slogan, you know, be the best. Anybody can be the best, because if you're the best, it doesn't matter who or what you are, you're just the best.
Exactly.
That's the point. And also, you're absolutely right. They're called elite fighting forces. That's what they are, and we want them to
that's
be, because they're defending the nation. So why people get, you know, why people getting, you know, hot under the collar that it's not representative representing everybody, because that's just going to cause problems, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah. But all I would say, though, you know, we quite often hear criticism aimed towards the millennials. When I joined at 16, you know, I was told that we were the worst generation ever and that we'd make terrible soldiers. You know, we all went on to achieve good things and, you know, be decorated in combat and all that sort of stuff. The guys that I was in combat with, the young 19-year-olds that fought side by side with me when, you know, my team was ambushed, I didn't think they'd perform. They performed magnificently.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the millennials will do the same as well.
Yeah, but your generation and that generation, you know, didn't start going to complain to university lecturers because there was some murder in a Shakespeare play.
That's you know, true, yeah, and we didn't ask for our private spaces as well.
Exactly, but, so it has changed, it has changed. It has changed, but, all right, well, we'll see. I mean, let's say, look, if we all get wiped out because the army can't protect us anymore, let's blame the millennials, that's what I say. Major Chris Hunter, thank you very much for joining us. All about this new army recruitment campaign, of course, that's making all the headlines today. Now, you're listening to Talk Radio. In the next bit of the programme, we're going to do our own bit for diversity, because it's the Diversity Paper Review. Each and every day, a different diversity in here going through the papers. For us today, Mark's back and Mark's brown. So that's the, and he is the best. He is be the best, frankly. So he's going to be in doing that. Plus, a headline hijacker is on the way. But Lisa is here with the headlines at just after 1:30 on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. The Army has launched a £1.6 million recruitment drive aimed at widening the appeal of a career in the military. The campaign features serving soldiers who are openly gay and are prepared to discuss their ability to get emotional. It's been slammed by some as overly politically correct. Rescue teams in Southern California are searching for survivors after deadly mudslides triggered by heavy rain. At least 13 people have died. More than 50 have been saved from rooftops, including a 14-year-old girl who spent hours trapped in her wrecked home. A 16-year-old boy has appeared in court charged with the murder of a shop assistant in North London. Police say they're continuing to search for suspects and believe three people were involved in the attack on Vijay Patel. Jeremy Corbyn and Theresa May have clashed in the Commons over the NHS. The Labour leader challenged the PM on the thousands of people left waiting for more than half an hour at A&E in the back of an ambulance.
I've been very clear. I apologise to those people who've had their operations delayed and to those people who have had their admissions to hospital delayed. But it is indeed the case that the NHS was better prepared this winter than ever before. And it might be helpful. Yes.
Yes, sleeping longer every night could lead to a healthier diet. New research has found people who spend more time in bed report making better nutritional choices. Talk Radio weather. Sunshine in the west, cloudier with rain in the east this afternoon. We've got fog moving in after dark. I'll be back with more news in half an hour.
You certainly will. And that will contain today's headline hijack, of course.
Woo-hoo!
Yes. You're the most excited person there is about that.
Genuinely excited about reading other people's words.
Well, also the fact is, of course, you do the news. You know,
I do,
you're a trained journalist.
Seriously.
You know, and you know as well as I do that you're not really allowed to put made-up news in the editorial news. So the reason we don't mention it after 2 o'clock either, you see, and the people listening to this bit, they get it.
Yeah.
But the people who tune in at 2 just hear the lie and believe it because it's coming from you, the professional.
And then you get it back.
And
people say, did you hear that?
I know.
On the news.
I know. There you go. And that's what it's there for. But thank you very much indeed, Lisa. Lisa with us throughout the afternoon. Now, if you've got that made up news story, 8722
is on. Start your message with a word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll go through some of them next on Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It's a big show. In fact, it's the big show. It's the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross. Get your laughing tackle around a great big gob full of current affairs, plus the latest showbiz stories, all that, your finance news, and some gossip stirred into the mix. With me, Paul Ross, your chef of the day on the Full Set Breakfast right here on Talk Radio.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Lovely.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is time to hijack the headline. Hijack the headlines. It's headline hanging. The news is at 2, as you've just been hearing. It's going to have some lies in it. I'd like you to supply it. So what's been coming in? Let's find out. Cornelius has a selection.
Yes. This one
You need to read them out loud, remember?
Yeah, okay, sorry, I forget. This one's from Johnny, who says a protester has today parked a tow truck outside Boris Johnson's house and is refusing to move the vehicle. Colin Sampson has said that he was gifted, he has gifted the truck to Boris for him to use to tow the party line.
Right, good.
Protesters Weekly, the magazine, has reviewed the protest as original, if not a bit protracted.
Right.
Claws that could be attached to drones have been outlawed after a group of dog nappers were caught in the act. The police were alerted when they saw a number of dogs flying through the sky in Windermere in Cumbria. They were all tracked to a warehouse next to a drone pad with dog treats found upon it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They, you know what they should... if you are going to attach a claw to a drone, you know those ones you get in seaside arcade machines to pick
up? Oh, yeah. But they can't pick anything up.
That's the point, isn't it? So, if you know, if you just made legislation that the only claws that could be attached to drones are the ones from seaside arcade machines that just... as Eddie Izzard once said, feel the bunny rabbit, then no dogs could be napped. So that would be
a good idea. But why, you may as well just outlaw them all.
Or the... Okay, here's an idea. Here's an idea.
Yeah.
Run this by your...
outlaw dogs?
No. What? No, I'm moving it all on.
Okay.
So what's a great big problem at the moment? Apart from that. Apart from that stuff.
The economy?
No. I mean, yes, but not that,
well,
no.
I don't know, just say it, because there's lots of problems.
Right, sexual harassment.
Okay.
Right, so the as you know from the Golden Globes, people talking about it, this letter today from Catherine Deneuve and 100 French academics and performers saying that just, you know, hitting on women is fine. That's what she says in the letter, right? When it stays the right side of sexual harassment. Where's the definition? Anyway, look, what I'm saying is, because there's a lot about groping, right? Our very own Julia Hartley Brewer's knee was groped by a politician. Mm. That politician then resigned, Michael Fallon. Okay? Weinstein, we know about, grim. Mm. A lot of groping, spacey. What if gropers had their hands cut off, but they were replaced with the grabby machine, the grabbers from the arcade machines?
No.
Because that way, you wouldn't be able to grope anyone at all. It would just slide off the person.
It still wouldn't be fine.
And it's, not groping, is it? They'd go in and they'd just go off the, slip off the knee.
Not.
Without a
stupid idea, isn't it?
It's only one step on from Abu Hamza and his hooks in terms of an operation. Two non-grabby grabby things from the arcade machines. Nobody could grope anybody with those.
Idiot.
I don't think you've thought it through. You haven't thought it through.
Idiot.
It's good. I mean, it's a good.
You're obviously an idiot.
I bet it's a thing.
I bet it's not a thing and will never be a thing.
Do you get the idea, though? You can just...
I understand the idea fully, and I think it's the worst idea I've ever heard of yours, despite having worked with you for almost 3 years now. It's just stupid. You're getting stupider.
Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll go through the papers next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7. On Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. Driving you up the wall and around a U-bend. With outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
There's a lot to look forward to in 2018.
Come on. Come on.
The drama of the Premier League.
Don't miss it. Don't miss it.
Golf majors and the Ryder Cup.
I can't look, but I have to.
Sky Bet Championship.
Stick it between the posts.
International Rugby Union.
This is incredible.
Formula One.
Oh, my.
And ECB Cricket. 2018 on Sky Sports.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Philip Schofield's an easygoing kind of guy, aren't you, Phil?
Difficult to say.
No, really, you are. And at WeBuyAnyCar.com, we try to be too. That's why there's no obligation to sell. And we've had over 1 million customers. What do you think about that, Phil?
Sensational. I couldn't be more proud.
Stop it, Phil. Enter your edge now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. So quick, so simple, so Schofield.
Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, some big problems on the motorways this afternoon. The M6 in Merseyside is closed northbound after an accident between junction 23 for Haydock and 26 of the Oral Interchange. That's causing a long queue back to junction 22 at Newton of Willows. Now, the West Midlands three lanes are shut on the M6 southbound between junction 7 and 6 towards Spaghetti Junction, leaving just one lane open after an accident. That's causing a long queue back to junction 10 at Wolverhampton. And in Surrey, the M25 is completely blocked anti-clockwise just past junction 6 at Godstone after an accident earlier. I'm Alan Joyce.
Every new year, someone tells you what to do. The papers said get fit. Blogs said get more sleep. I say get lost in a country I've never been to. He said this, she said that. I say Arona. Do your thing with £1,000 off the list price of a new Seat, including the new Arona compact SUV at the Fresh Start Savings event. Download your £1,000 voucher at seat.co.uk to use on top of existing offers before 22nd of January.
Orders until 22nd January 2018. Car must be registered between 1st of January and 30th of September 2018. UK 18 plus. Retail sales of new cars at participating retailers only. Excludes £500 test drive and scrappage incentive scheme. T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And it's Talk Radio in what I'm going to describe as... let me just check. Oh, that's right, the afternoons. Hello, welcome along. Much to come on the programme, of course. A game of Dead or Alive on the way. We'll be going through the papers in a moment. Before that, though, what's going on in the news? Well, California mudslides, of course, which sounds like a first draft of a song by Mamas and Papas, but it's not. It's a terrible thing. What happened was those California wildfires have weakened the soil in those areas of California, and the dead vegetation lying on the soil causes a sort of barrier that doesn't allow water to be absorbed. Sorry, it doesn't repel water. So the water slides down, basically loosens the ground. And so you've got all these terrible mudslides in California. So that's in the news. As we know, people are trapped in the Alps because of snow in Switzerland. That we know. Prime Minister's questions today, that we know. There's been a shift round in the cabinet, more diversity. There might be a shift round in the army, more diversity. There's a lot going on today, isn't there, Cornelius? And it's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry. It's,
my head,
your head, yeah. It's absolutely fine. We're here to help. And the way we do that, of course, is by analysing that news using, uniquely, Japanese poetry. We find that that's the way forward. If you drill down into any news story, and I mean any news story, what do you find at the very core of it? Short form oriental verse. That's what. It's all about the syllables. 5, 7, and 5, it's the news in haikus.
Middle-aged men are massacred in reshuffle. They have it so hard.
The news in haikus. That's right, of course, it is all about diversity. And this is the show that has been at the forefront of that movement since we began nearly 2 years ago. Each and every day we go through the newspapers, but we do it with a different diversity every single day, and that makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Where we lead, others follow. Now the government are doing it. The army are doing it. We were there first. And we welcome back Mark, who joins us to go through those papers. And Mark, remind us of your diversity.
I am brown.
Yes. And what have your eyes seen in the papers today, Mark?
Well, there is a story in the papers, I was going to say doing the rads, yeah, about how Virgin Trains are refusing to sell the Daily Mail.
This is quite funny, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite funny. It's also quite ironic because Virgin Trains, obviously, are a privatised train network,
yeah,
which was something the Daily Mail was very in favour of, yeah, those years ago.
Virgin have said that they're responding to the requests of their passengers and staff because they don't want the Daily Mail on board the trains.
Yeah.
That's what Virgin
said. The thing
is,
the paper will still be on board the trains because you can take a paper on.
Yeah.
So that's just not worked.
They're not banning people from taking it on the trains. It's just the ability to buy the Daily Mail on the trains has been taken away. Now, is this a good or a bad thing in terms of free speech, at least?
Well, in terms of free speech, I don't really think there's an argument for it. But in terms of giving your customers what you want and manoeuvring your brand into where you want your brand to be, then there's probably good reason for it.
They won't have thought about it lightly, will they?
No, they would not have taken this decision
lightly.
But
I think I'm right to say, isn't the Daily Mail the most widely read newspaper in Britain?
It's the most widely bought.
Not necessarily red,
not
just
necessarily
a line,
people
line
are,
a
yeah,
cat litter tray,
yeah,
sorry, fish and chips, that
yeah,
sort of thing.
Fish and chip people love yeah, it, they love yeah, it, I don't know.
But I think it is certainly the most widely bought, isn't it? You're right, and so does it reflect, and I ask you this, I don't read the Daily Mail, but does it reflect, again, is this falling back into that sort of liberal elitist argument with it got Brexit happening and Trump? Because it's like, well, the majority actually do read it, but they're now being told what to do again by what they would perceive as the liberal left, and therefore backlash time. I don't know.
I think you're way overthinking that. As Con like pointed out, if you really wanted to read the Daily Mail, A, you're not getting it moments yeah, before you get on the train.
I think British Airways have stopped doing it on flights as well.
Well, they used to give away free copies of the Daily Mail, which I think is yeah, different. That's more of a direct partnership, isn't it?
Yeah, is that okay, have they so,
but they've ended
doing
that. I think they've ended
is that just because they've signed a better agreement with another
presumably,
publisher?
It's a commercial
opposed
agreement.
Opposed to taking the decision not to give it away. I just don't think people really care that much about these things. Nobody really reads papers and buys them anymore.
So that is also true.
Yeah. If you were the Daily Mail, this is like manna from heaven because at least it's got other people talking about it in a way.
Yeah. And actually, it might backfire. People go, well, if they won't let me bloody read the Daily Mail, I'll go and bloody buy my own.
It's like when they tried to ban certain films and people are like, oh, well, got to see that now, don't I? Well, I've just got to see it. Why have they banned it?
Yeah.
Like, what could possibly be in it that's going to blow my
mind? The Streisand effect. Are you familiar with that?
No.
So the Streisand effect was about, say, 10 years ago. So Barbara Streisand, there was somebody taking aerial photographs of where she lived in L.A., a massive great house in Malibu or somewhere, and they were published online, like a sort of aerial map of the area or something. Anyway, she sued for privacy. Right. And what happened was that when they looked at the figures in court, seven people had looked at the picture of Barbara Streisand's house. When it went to court and was thus reported, millions of people
of
looked
course,
at Barbara
yeah,
Streisand's house. So it backfired with her trying to ban something. They call that the Streisand face. You know? And it's like with Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Relax. You know,
yeah,
that, the surrounding publicity, like Trump's book.
Yeah.
Trump moaned about the book and then therefore it immediately went to number one and is a bestseller. So it's that.
Yeah.
So it could, I'm just saying it could happen. In
I ordered that book actually yesterday because I was like, I need to read this book. I spent all weekend going to bookshops going, no, we don't have it in
stock. Of course.
It'll be out on Monday. Couldn't get it on Monday, so I was like, I'm just going to have to order it online.
Yeah.
And I basically never buy books because I get, because of my job, I get loads of books for free.
Yeah.
And I can barely read anyway.
We've got the PDF of it. We've got the PDF.
Yeah, but I want an actual physical copy.
Yeah.
So I can, like, rub it in people's faces and be like, I've read this book.
Yeah.
I don't care about it. I just want to read it because everyone else is.
It's quite embarrassing, though. You need to hide it in a copy of the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
So, all right, so that's Virgin Trains and their mail
ban. Before we move on, can I just point out, I'm really admiring Con's facial hair.
I was going to talk about this later, but as you brought it up, yes.
Yeah.
Now, yesterday, I said to Con, you're clearly trying to grow a beard, but you look...
Guys, we're on the radio, no one can see it.
Yeah.
If you're listening at home, he looks like a young Jeremy Beadle.
Thank you very much. Yes, he does. And Katie just pointed out that we can take a picture of you if we want to, because radio is all about the visuals now, so... Anyway, yesterday he tried to pass that off as laziness, but today I notice he's sculpted it around his chin, thus indicating to me that no, is in fact going for beard.
He's gone all Craig David, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except Craig David can grow a beard.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's the gaps I admire the most, to be honest.
Well, the gaps aren't intentional. Thanks very much.
Are you just going to leave it there till you get old enough for those gaps to fill?
Yeah, basically, I want to look like... If I wanted to have one beard, I'd say it'd be Santa.
Right, good.
Okay, I'm aiming for Santa beard.
All right, for next Christmas, you might have made...
Or Osama, one of the two.
Yeah, Santa Bin Laden.
Yeah.
Just combine both. Anyway.
There's a barber's between here and Waterloo Station, which I was tempted to go and get a wet shave at, because they were advertising hot towel wet shaves, which I didn't know was a thing.
Yeah.
But I couldn't afford it. It was £26.
Right. Well, you do work here, and that's fair enough.
Is facial hair in the papers?
No.
Oh, well.
Well, some of it is, yeah.
So I think Cornelius there is hinting that you may have strayed from your brief.
I don't know.
What else is in the papers, Mark?
The Daily Mail's very upset that all these middle-aged men have been massacred, as they've put it, from the cabinet.
Yes, that's right.
And there's lots and lots of pictures of Meghan Markle, Prince Harry's fiancée, in Brixton.
Is she in the cabinet now?
No, she's not. She's not in the cabinet. Though I suspect if she was an MP, she might have been in the cabinet,
because she fits a lot of boxes.
Yeah.
Do you think? Okay, so it's interesting, this the whole cabinet thing, of course, and this is the Prime Minister saying that it's to make it the cabinet more representative of modern Britain.
Yeah,
which is fair enough.
Yeah.
The problem is that an awful percentage of the cabinet still went to private school. It seems to me that's not really representative of modern Britain. I don't, because your skin colour and your gender in some ways is irrelevant to me. It's about your thought processes and what you can bring to the table to represent real people. Whereas going to private school isn't necessarily the right thing. It's actually, shouldn't we be talking about diversity of the mind rather than diversity of what you look like or are?
Yes, it's really almost superficial and ill thought through, because it's kind of like going, we're going to replace these set of people who we think are out of touch and irrelevant to society with these set of people who are probably still out of touch and irrelevant to society, but they look a little bit more like society.
Yeah.
So,
it's nonsense, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
You've got to go, if you want, it's like we're talking about the army thing as well, also in the papers, of course, is that, you know, the diversity has to come from the best people for the job. And it's irrelevant who or what they are.
Yeah.
I don't care, you don't care.
And also...
It doesn't matter what colour they are or gender they are. It's about the best people in the job.
As a diversity, I want to be in a job because somebody somewhere thinks I'm the best person for it.
Yeah.
Not because they go, do you know what, be good if we got a slightly overweight brand guy in this
That's
job.
Right, yeah. And that was the reason you were first recruited here, but now you've proved yourself.
Exactly.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But no, you see what I mean? You were recruited because you've been producing stuff for a long time at other places, and you're good at it.
Yeah.
So that's why. It wasn't... Okay, nobody, fortunately,
I actually,
I
go for interviews, I insist of it being in the darkened room so no one can see what I look like.
Yeah.
So you just solely judge me on what I'm saying.
This is actually true. When I go for jobs, I never put my gender or... sexuality on or race. I always just prefer not to say, just in case it helps.
Yeah, do you think it does?
So I don't lie, but I just don't tell them.
I mean, you could get, you're called Cornelius Mendez.
Yeah,
so you sound like a Mexican immigrant.
Exactly. So, yeah, just like
a really Anglophile Mexican.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what you could.
Whereas really, you're one of the poshest people I know.
I'm not posh in any way.
You said poshly.
Yeah.
I mean, your parents own half of London.
I'm not posh compared to my friends.
They
all have horses and play polo.
Yeah. Sort of, about a month ago, you were taking the mick out of me for enjoying cans of Foster's on a train, and now you're accusing me of being too posh.
To be fair, there's only two types of people who enjoy cans of Foster's on the train. Alcoholics and very posh people.
There you go. And you tick both of those boxes, so that's good.
Posh people can't be alcoholics, guys.
Mark, what else have you got there?
What else is there? I've lost my train of thought.
Oh, is it a Virgin train of thought?
It was, but it's not anymore because the Daily Mail stopped it.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, there's more women in the cabinet.
Oh, yeah, back
That's
to that.
That's good. Yeah.
This is a good story.
Oh, here we go.
If we're struggling.
Well, we're not struggling. I mean, if we talk about this cabinet thing, I'm fine.
No,
we haven't
talked about
Esther
McVeigh
yet.
Chinese business owners have paid $12,000 for dinner with David Cameron.
I know, did no one tell them that he's not of any...
importance anymore. What's the point of that? He's not
still
even an MP.
It's also not that much, really. Like, if you have that sort of money to throw away on spending, I think in the world of celebrity dinner sort of that you pay for.
Yeah.
12 grand isn't that much, is it? Like, for a world leader.
Well, I don't know. It depends who you... you on your scale, like, of celebrity. I mean, let's think of some others and put prices
like,
by
you
them.
Think, like, Donald Trump, it would cost at least a million for a bit of... for a dinner with him, yeah, or something like that.
Well, just, well, go down, you just, I mean, how much would you spend on a dinner with, I don't know, Eamon Holmes? How much would you spend?
Well, I've met Eamon, and he's lovely.
He's a lovely, it's absolutely, absolutely lovely. So, he's got the Irish crack, hasn't he?
Swears, yeah, like,
and you have to pay for that.
Swears like a trooper.
Yes, he does. That's absolutely true.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have enough money to spend on this.
No.
But if I did,
no,
I'd pay
here.
A good 1,500. If I was a big
quid,
fan of Eamon, right.
That's what I would go for. Yeah.
Yeah.
How long would you expect that to last for 1,500?
Yeah.
Oh, like a good hour of boozy brunch.
Who cooks the meal?
No, restaurant.
Restaurant. But what restaurant then?
Okay.
Irish theme pub.
No. Just something simple. Good first date place I always find is Pizza Express.
Yeah. All right, interesting.
Would you get dough balls?
No, I don't like dough balls. Biggest waste of money in the world.
All right. Interesting. Just an interesting, apropos of nothing. There we go. Anyway, look, thank you, Mark, for coming in
and
going through the papers.
Sorry, ran out of steam there.
For us. Well, don't worry about it. You know, and that's the point. You know, because, you know, you weren't brought in for your talent, were you?
No.
I'll tell you what, Mark, a white bloke wouldn't have run out of steam there, would he?
No, he probably wouldn't have.
No, hey.
He'd have done prep and everything.
Mark, lovely to see you. Reminders of your diversity.
I am Brad.
That's right. Good.
Thanks, Mark.
Lovely stuff. Mark Machado there with us on the show. Big friend of the show, Mark. Big friend. That's not a reference to your obesity, Mark, just to be clear.
It's okay.
Okay, fine. Very good. Anyway, after the break, we will be bringing you hot guest action. Oh, we've got the big debate at three as well. We've got a game of Dead or Alive. Oh, we've got much going on. Jarlath Reagan will be joining us as well to flog something or other that he's doing. Today's PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Who, Cornelius, though, is today's headline?
Headline hijack
headline
winner.
Headline hijack winner, yeah. Someone's got their made-up news story in the news, which is coming next to confuse the nation.
It's Matt.
Matt?
Mm.
Right, where's Matt from?
The Isle of Wight.
Right,
sorry.
Good, okay. So Matthew on the Isle of Matt Wight has got his made-up story in the news, which is coming next. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Brighten up your mornings and take a break from the New Year blues on Talk Radio with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Listen to Talk Radio every weekday morning from 10 for 3 hours packed full of fabulous features, great value guests and quickfire calls on all of the day's top talking points. Don't miss Talk Radio weekday mornings from 10 with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Great value breaks from just £9.50. For more information, go to thesun.co.uk/holidays.
With Pertemps recruitment, opportunity is closer than you think. It can take you to places you've always wanted to be, and it's around every corner. So if you're looking for your next permanent, temporary or contract opportunity, hop into one of our 200 local offices or search Pertemps online. Pertemps, the face of recruitment.
So, you're all ready to go?
Great!
Can you let me out, please?
Did you just hear that?
Oh, don't worry, that's just Steve giving your Duke's bootlock one final check, Mr. Thorough. Bless him.
Hello?
Because we know every nut and cranny on a Nissan, you get even greater peace of mind. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 27th of December to the 15th of January, where you could drive away a used 66-plate Duke from £10,980, subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
For a limited time, enjoy special introductory savings on selected sofas at DFS. Better be quick.
From director Ridley Scott, don't miss the most talked about movie of the year. Critics are calling All the Money in the World terrific and thrilling.
Mr. Getty, how much would you pay to release your grandson?
Nothing.
It's truly magnificent and exceptional. 5 stars. All the Money in the World at cinemas now. Rated 15.
At Wickes, our kitchen and bathroom sale is on right now. Choose from 35 stunning styles and book your free design appointment at wickes.co.uk. T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At just after two. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Lisa with the very latest news.
Army gets in touch with emotions for new recruits. Search continues for missing British skier. And Pink Floyd fight venue closures.
Talk Radio.
The Army's coming under fire for its new recruitment drive. It's being accused of forced down a route of political correctness by promoting the emotional support available to recruits and is intended to appeal to potential soldiers from different backgrounds. Flight Lieutenant Caroline Page was the first openly transgender person to serve in the British Armed Forces. She's been giving Talk Radio her view of the campaign.
But the whole campaign is more about showing that the Army is more inclusive and takes care of its people and looks after its people. So it's not saying it's going to be softer, and it's not saying it's going to have people on the battlefield who are worried about anxiety and emotions with a gun.
At least 13 people have been killed in Southern California after heavy rain led to flash floods and big mudslides. Tons of mud, boulders and debris have rolled down hills, destroying homes and knocking down trees. In France, a search is continuing for a British man missing after heavy snowfall hit the Alps. John Brommel was last seen late on Sunday in the resort of Tignes after telling friends he was heading for the slopes. One of Barry Bennell's alleged victims says he had a power hold over young boys who dreamt of being professional footballers. The ex-youth coach is on trial at Liverpool Crown Court, where he denies 48 historical child sex offences. A man who was a talented schoolboy footballer in the 1980s has told jurors today he came forward after hearing about allegations against Bennell on TV. And Pink Floyd's Nick Mason says the group would have struggled to become famous if they'd started in today's music industry. The drummer is backing a campaign to stop the closure of grassroots music venues after research found more than a third have shut in the past decade.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Lisa. Now, you are with us for the afternoon, which means the bonus news at 3:30 falls into your very capable hands.
Excited about that.
Animal, vegetable, mineral. Today, you land on mineral news.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know whether... Has research commenced at all? I don't know.
It's an element, I have to say, that I'm very much at home with.
Yeah, because you were...
Yeah, I'm a chemist.
You're a chemist. Practically a chemist.
I attended my A-level classes.
So not only will we be asking you for mineral news, but probably also some cold remedies as well. Probably a different kind of chemist.
Sorry, are you arguing that you're a chemist because you did chemistry at A-level?
Yeah, I got a U.
Well, that makes me German. Because I did German at A-level, so I must be German.
What did you get
now
for your German?
C.
Yeah, I got a U. Well, but I'm still claiming to be a chemist.
Fair play.
Right, okay.
So
right.
I'm also a politician.
Oh, you did politics, didn't you?
And a computer.
Right, okay, fine, good. I'm English.
Do you want some weather?
Yeah, we do want some weather, please. Yes, but look, it's got its own jingle and everything.
Talk Radio National Weather.
I mean, it's not very good, but there it is.
It says what it is.
Yeah.
Sunshine in the west, cloudier with rain in the east this afternoon. Got fog moving in after dark, and I'll be back with more news in half an hour.
Thank you very much indeed. And now here's...
It's Simon Wattsy Watts.
Simon Wattsy Watts with pre-record.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
I'm Simon Watts. Amir Khan will end his two-year exile from boxing in April after announcing his comeback. The former WBA and IBF world champion's opponent is expected to be confirmed next week. Eden Hazard's expected to be fit to face Arsenal tonight in the first leg of Chelsea's EFL Cup semi-final, a game which is live on Talk Sport. Arsenal were knocked out of the FA Cup by Nottingham Forest on Sunday. An Arsenal fan, Jake Wood, who played Max Branning in EastEnders, joined us in the studio earlier and says Arsene Wenger would have been killed off by now if he'd been in Albert Square.
I would have gone, mate, in EastEnders. He'd be first. Black cap for Wenger.
And the MCC World Cricket Committee wants India's governing body to back calls for the sport's inclusion at the Olympics. The International Cricket Council says the majority of countries playing the game support a proposal for 2020 matches to be brought into the multi-event programme. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Simon. And finally, the UK Swimming League has suspended Jasper Wetwan after he tested positive for eating an hour before the National Water Gala, which was held yesterday. Wetwan has said he may have accidentally consumed some Skittles unknowingly and has apologised. Swimming laws dictate no one should eat in the hour leading up to going swimming.
Quite right, too. Thank you very much indeed, Lisa. Thank you very much, Watty Watts, for the pre-recorded sport. Right, we'll bring you hot guest action next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Yeah, Talk Radio in the afternoon, 7 time. And look, still to come on the programme, a game of dead or alive from a list of things. Can you say, tell us whether they're dead, you know, or alive? There's a big debate at three. We've got a foreign correspondent coming on to talk about something foreign in the original foreign. Work experience punditry today comes from Adrian, our work experience. He thinks it's a leg up into the industry. That is absolute balls. It's simply that we don't have to pay him. So, you know, much to come. And I did promise you guest action.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So best we deliver. So, Jarlath Reagan, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Oh,
very
not
good,
too
thank
bad,
you.
Sam. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. Well, we should be up front. We always are with guests and listeners. Because listeners, well, I was going to say listeners aren't stupid. Some of them are, but they listen to LBC. Discerning listeners turn up here, Jarlath. But they know what this is. They can see through this charade that it's not. You haven't popped in for a chat. This is a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. So we might as well get that stuff out of the way.
I mean, in as much as all radio is.
Yeah.
I mean.
Exactly. It's just, you just.
I don't even think you need to say that to people anymore.
Well, I think you do. I think people just think, oh, that's nice. They've got guests.
Well, you're putting on an entertaining show.
Well, you know, thanks. You're the first person to say that, but that's very kind.
And I am part of that show.
That's right. Right. Yeah. But you do have something to flog.
Yeah. Well, it's peculiar because it's not in the first time I've ever really written a stand-up show where it's more than just come and laugh at me telling jokes and I will be able to feed my family.
Yeah.
The show that I've written is called Organ Freeman, and it tells the story of how my brother needed a kidney and rang me from the United States of America, where he lives, and asked me would I fly over and test to see if I was a match to do it.
Yeah.
So on the one hand, it's a ridiculously hilarious story of all the ins and outs that goes into that and whether I pull it off. But it's also, you know, less a floggy thing as well as an awareness thing.
Yeah.
And that for the first time ever.
Nicely dressed up there. That's very good. Yeah.
Like, I get what you're saying, that, like, you do get comics going around just going, jokes and money, give me tickets.
That's it.
But on the other hand, Oregon donation and organ donor awareness is a major thing. And it's a thing we're not talking about enough, because we're all walking around with two kidneys.
Yeah.
And the fact is, there's 3,500 people in hospital beds right now in the UK in need of kidneys. And you can spare one in most cases. Like I have, donated one to my brother and really was back on stage 3 weeks later supporting Jack Whitehall at the O2.
And there we are.
Yeah.
Did you, when the call came, though, did you hesitate at all? Or was, I know you have to test for it, but did you hesitate? Or did you go, yep, brother?
I immediately said yes.
Good.
And I guess that's kind of the core of the show, or the kickoff point of the show is, why did I jump at it? Because I didn't know what I was getting into.
Yeah.
So the audience member gets to see the peculiar and warts and all thought process. And I think that's always the stand-up that I enjoy the most, is where you're not presenting yourself as some kind of, knight in shining armour. I have selfish thoughts as well. And I also, like anyone who's going to do a live donation, you've a family to think of.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is explained to me as I go. And I try to unpick why I immediately said yes and immediately said, I'm your man.
Yeah.
And some of it has something to do with the Irish anxiety over whether people will think we're sound.
I like that organ donation is sort of regional now as well. It's got that sort of yeah. There are more generous people that, you know. You ask anyone from London to give you a kidney, not a hope.
Well, that does come into it. I moved here 4 years ago from Ireland, I was baffled by some of the behaviour of some of the people in London. And we know the people we're talking about, the people that shove by you on the tube or shove you to the one side of the escalator, or the people that are just unencumbered by that reflection over, will people think I'm a bit of an arse for doing this?
Yeah.
You know, those people,
yeah, yeah.
Right? And I've lived most of my life worrying if people will think the next thing I do is decent or not.
Yeah.
And I guess when an organ donation is presented to you, it's your brother and you love him, of course you're going to say yes from that perspective, but there is a light bulb that goes on that says that this is a precamdectomy as well.
Yeah.
It's a removal of a kidney and also the right of anybody to call you a selfish P-R-I-C-K.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life. I mean, you're going to have a certificate.
Yeah.
You're going to have a scar.
You've got a scar. Do you get anything else? I mean, there's because you can carry a donor card pre-donation, can't you? Well, an Edinburgh show out of it,
yeah.
But you carry a donor card around, but do you get a donor card saying, I've already done it once? Is it like, do they tick it off, like on a driving license paper counterpart?
These are all really good questions because there's so many things people don't know about, right? You get a certificate, that's for sure.
That's excellent.
You also...
Have you framed it?
Yes, yep. It's in the kitchen. It is tapped any time I'm accused of anything.
Next to the steak.
Don't make me tap the sign, hon. you know, here's a couple of facts that people don't know about live kidney donation. On average, your life expectancy as a donor is extended ever so slightly. On average, live kidney donors, their lives aren't diminished. They tend to live longer because you tend to take better care of yourself. You're more appreciative of your health. What people don't know as well is that if you donate a kidney, a live kidney, you go onto a special list whereby if your remaining kidney fails, you go to the top of the list for a replacement.
I thought you were going to say you can ask for it back.
You can tear open your brother
just
pull it out as arse.
And it's absolutely not decriminalised that you can do that. Go, that was mine. Yeah. I need it now.
Well, it's like one of the many things that comes up across the show is this idea that if you have a remaining kidney there, that will double in size to account for the loss of its part.
Right.
And you can live a very, very full life, obviously, without contact sport. But they don't recommend that. But really, what I've written is an hour-long stand-up show that I'll be performing at Leicester Square Theatre on Friday week, January 19th.
Well done, got
that about in. This.
Yeah.
About this crazy story.
Yeah.
I've brought it to the Edinburgh Festival, did it for 27 nights there. I'm touring it up and down the UK right now. And I honestly have never had a reaction like it. There's nobody leaves this show unhappy.
Mm.
And I've had everyone come and
Have you gathered an audience of donors? I mean, is this sort of the donor market, comedy donor Venn diagram?
Well, there will be people, and there have been people who have donated and received who've come to the show.
Yeah.
But really the people I was going after with the show in mind was the person who's listening to this right now going, I didn't actually know anything about organ donation.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know about donor cards, but I mean, how can you make this funny for them? That's the challenge.
Of course.
And it's largely come off, like, as you can see in the reviews and the response that it gets. It's a show that contains kind of observational stand-up comedy about a ridiculous situation that someone who never thought of himself as selfless finds himself in. So very much I play the audience's part in this, and you can come and see it. Friday 19th.
I've not donated, but I have. I have thought about it in the past. My mum was a nurse as well, so I got at it sort of. It was around as an idea while I was growing up, if that makes sense. And I've never had a problem thinking, okay, if I die, then take the lot, as far as I'm concerned. You know, eyes if you want them.
Sure.
You know, anything you like, have it. I don't have any use for it, and I'm fairly sure my relatives wouldn't mind either. Mm. So I got no problem with that. But the life thing is that you sort of go. Yeah, if asked, you sort of go, well, yeah, I suppose, yeah, if you don't need it, and it's a small bit of... So, but then I carried it, I had a donor card, but then somebody else told me, although I think now this is a lie, is that if you are injured in an accident, and then you go into hospital, and you know, they've got a donor card, they look at you through different eyes. I don't think that's
completely
can't be true.
Incorrect.
Yeah, like, absolute lies.
And also there's an image that some people have that your organs will be harvested. Any donation you make after you pass, the same care and attention is done as if they were simply removing anything from you. It is a surgical procedure. It's not a hacking
situation.
Yeah,
don't just reach in and pull it out, do they?
And, you know, like there are probably hundreds and hundreds of people listening to this now with donor cards who don't realise that they have to talk to their next of kin. Because they're the ones that will decide whether your wishes are followed.
That's right. You've got to say, my wishes are this.
Yeah, so really, if you do nothing, if you don't come to the stand-up show, if you don't do anything more than this, listen to this right now, just have the chat. Have a conversation about it tonight. As strange as it seems, it'll be an interesting one to see what
you could
take on it.
Because, you know, sometimes in Edinburgh when people do the free fringe and the comedian's at the front, and then when people leave, they put money in a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
You could say, look, leave an organ. Leave a kidney in the bucket, and we'll see that it gets to...
Only it was that simple.
It was that simple.
Only it was that simple.
All right, it's the start of a movement. Can you stay with us?
Yeah, sure.
Because we've got to do traffic and travel and all that nonsense.
Absolutely.
Because there's more to talk about.
There is.
There we are. We are talking organ donation, which I didn't know we would when this conversation started. I'm quite pleased with the way it's gone. So it's Talk Radio in the afternoon. Jonathan Reagan with us is going to be talking more about stuff that he's done as well, because it's not just donating organs that he's good at, there's other stuff as well. It's Talk Radio then, we'll be back after this.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The football's back.
What a chance! What a goal!
Which can only mean one thing. The Selco Predictor is back. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in August, win flights and £150 spending money for a sensational two-night city stay in a European hotspot of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this.
Another ice cream.
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Haul yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting today. T's and C's apply.
Do you spit blood when you brush? You could be on a journey to much worse.
Next stop, bad breath, receding gums, final destination, tooth loss.
If you spit blood, you may have gum disease. Ignore it and you could be on a journey to much worse. Switch to Corsodil Ultra Clean Toothpaste. When used twice daily, it's four times more effective than a regular toothpaste at removing the buildup of bacteria, the main cause of bleeding gums. Help leave bleeding gums behind. Corsodil Ultra Clean. Help stop and prevent bleeding gums.
Well, happy driving.
Cool. And who's that lying on my X-Trail's roof?
Oh, that's Mike, giving the sunroof seal a final once-over. So if you could drive a little bit slower.
Because we know every Nissan from top to bottom, you get even greater peace of mind. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 27th of December to the 15th of January, where you could drive away a used 66-plate X-Trail from £17,777. Subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
Winston Wolfe, Direct Line. You're Harry the Plumber.
Yeah?
A successful small businessman like yourself needs protection. Meet Lars and Vlad. They're big.
Hello!
Big shot lawyers, that is. See, they create and check legal documents that you can download, so you're covered. And this legal document service comes with your Direct Line Insurance.
Wow.
Yeah.
Direct Line's public liability insurance includes a legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. New and existing customers underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Looking at two big problems on the M6. Firstly, on Merseyside, the northbound side has been closed because of an accident between Junction 23 at Haydock and 26 at the Oral Interchange after an accident from much earlier on this morning. Long queues back to Junction 22 for Newton and the Willows. Severe delays in the West Midlands on the M6 southbound between Junction 10 for Wolverhampton and 6 at Spaghetti Junction. It's down to one lane and taking over an hour to get through. And the M1 is blocked southbound in South Yorkshire at Junction 38 at Darton because of an accident. I'm Alan Joyce.
Winter is cruel. You cough, you splutter. So does your car, its battery dead, killed by an icy claw. Will anyone stand up to winter?
Yes, you. Come to Halfords. We'll fit a new battery on the spot from just £15, and we're open late 7 days a week. Ready for winter's worst? Ready for anything. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Battery sold separately. Selected vehicles only. In most stores. Check for opening hours.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we are talking on the radio. We're talking to Jarlath Reagan, of course, whose show. Give us the London date again.
19th of January, Leicester Square Theatre. Oregon Freeman is the name of the show.
Which is... And did that... I mean, how long did it take to come up? Because, it's a good...
A mate sent it to me.
Right.
He did. And I'm not going to take credit for it.
Organ Freeman.
I'm not a pun guy.
No.
But,
we like a pun around here. So
I love a good pun, yeah. But, can you find a better pun for an organ donation show? Mm. Someone said Captain Organ yesterday, which is, again, as cheesy as hell.
It's Yeah, and it sounds... That could be misconstrued. If I'm honest.
Yeah.
Joe Lycett, of course, has the ultimate pun titles.
His Royal Highness. Joe.
Yeah, of course. And he has to come up with one every single...
That's the way I Lycett.
Yeah. It's very good. Anyway, look, more. This isn't about him.
Yeah.
No, this is about you.
Joe's doing fine.
He's doing all right. He doesn't need the help. I'm not saying you do. But you're here. So,
I do.
So
that's
make the most
why I'm
of
here.
It. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So what I was going to say was, because in Ireland, because obviously you lived here now, as you were saying, but in Ireland, you have done so much comedy and stuff in Ireland as well. And in terms of TV and podcasting is a thing. Do you think probably got the point now with podcasting? We were just sort of talking about it off air there, but where podcasting it's started to go a little bit mainstream. Like, even my parents have heard of it now.
Yeah, I guess it has. I mean, I've kind of planted my flag early. I did the Irishman Abroad podcast as my one.
Which went to number one and everything.
Yeah, it's been number one. It's been the number one Irish podcast for some time, and it's 224 episodes. And, we've had everyone on from Gabriel Byrne to Bob Geldof.
How did you get big names on it? What's your selling point?
That is the work. That is the work.
Yeah.
I am a one-man band.
Yeah.
I make this on my own. I have a guy who edits it for me. Very, very diligent dude who cuts out the nonsense and puts it up and distributes it.
Yeah.
But it's me mailing Bob Geldof's people and going, can you please, would you consider? And I guess I'm not a spring chicken. Like, I'm 37 years old. I've crossed paths with an awful lot of people across the years. And what's funny is Ireland is so small.
Yeah.
Somebody knows somebody who knows somebody you know.
Yeah.
And more often than not, that's how we've gotten the guests.
Yeah.
So when it comes to getting Dylan Moran on, I'm in stand-up long enough to have gigged
worked
with Dylan once in a while.
Yeah, of course.
But Graham Linehan is the beginning of the show, and the man I credit with getting it off the ground in the first place, the kind of godfather of Irish comedy, did the first episode when I didn't know what I was doing.
Which would have got, his social media following, as we know, is enormous.
Enormous, and he's just an incredibly generous person and great conversationalist. So that first hour-long conversation with him sparked the fire, and from there it was easier to get people because
he's done it.
And it helps that the Irish Times carried it on its front page. But to your question, has it become more mainstream? 1,000%. And that comes with its problems. The market is really flooded now.
Yeah.
But it's more worrying for you than me, right? Because your radio and on demand is the tricky thing now. Is how do we convince people to listen to things live?
Yeah.
When they go, no,
they can do
I want to hear
yeah.
John, in now, this yeah. time of the day.
Well, we there. are, you know, I'm going to mention this now because it seems like, right to do so. But there are a couple of podcast ideas. And it's stuff that you want to do that doesn't quite fit in the mainstream necessarily. Mm. And you go, I'm not sure where I'd put that. But it's an idea, and it's a really good idea, and I want to hear it, and I want to make it work. So in the next few weeks, you know, myself and Con and some other colleagues are going to be working on a couple of podcast Brilliant. Ideas that we're trying to get off the ground. But I'm well aware we're entering this, as you said, this sort of saturated market.
You know what's great is that iTunes are very, very supportive of the new podcast. They will largely help you get off the ground and give you prominence in their store. And that was a big help to us as well. That like they like new ideas and they're supportive of that. And, you know, media is an industry where it's like everybody grappling for their piece of land.
Yeah.
So to have one overarching thing like iTunes helping young people and new people in is a great thing.
Yeah, this is good. So, what else is on the cards then? Because you know, again, I feel a bit weird interviewing you because you're like king of interviews. You know, in the you talk about these podcasts, and so I'm sort of. Do you find it odd being in on the other side of the interview chair?
Yeah,
if you see.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Well, like you know, it is like so many hours and hours and hours of thinking about the questions for somebody else.
Yeah,
you're anticipating. You don't quite relax as to where they're going to go or what they know, because largely nowadays you can find out anything about anybody on the internet.
Yeah.
And part of the reason why our interviews with people like Chris O'Dowd or Sharon Horgan have, you know, blown up as a podcast is because I spend an awful long time researching these people, and you'd be amazed. You can go back and find interviews from 15 years ago.
See, I've done it when I've done
do
it
get
with
these with nuggets.
You know, I used to do a breakfast show on a different station, and as part of that job, it was doing the Hollywood A-list stuff because not that I booked it, they were just you're now interviewing, you know, Hugh Jackman,
they're rolling through town,
or Morgan Freeman, or whoever, because they're rolling through town exactly. And what the trick I found is what I enjoyed is exactly that. If you can find the stuff that because they're just getting asked the same questions over and over again,
well, it's a compliment,
relentlessly,
isn't it?
Relentlessly, and they're bored of it because they're on the junket round, aren't they? They're going to Graham Norton, same more or less questions, you know, all the things they got. So if you can find that thing about them that they didn't know and blindside them with it, and I've only had, I think, probably two people take offence at my line of questioning. Most people roll with it, you know, and are lovely, and you know, like Sylvester Stallone or you know, Robert De Niro.
What was
you
your best
find
one? What was the most niche fact you'd found?
The niche fact about. Robert De Niro was again, it was a sort of first acting job thing.
Okay.
Because he's not got a lot of crap on his IMDb, it turns out. A lot of people have.
Yeah.
So you can kind of go in there. But he was like the Cowardly Lion in a Wizard of Oz production.
Oh, right.
So that was into De Niro.
You can see it now.
Now? Yes, you can.
But in Taxi Driver, you wouldn't.
Yeah. Are you roaring at me? But it's... But I find, but the worst one, Arnold Schwarzenegger, by a long way, who was not playing ball. The moment I went off-piste about, and didn't want to talk about the film,
right?
He was an angry man.
He didn't want to talk about anything but the film.
Nothing, he wouldn't talk about anything but the film.
Yeah.
I went in with a nice story about my friend who went for an interview at Madame Tussauds once, who ended up with Arnold Schwarzenegger's head because they were throwing it out and replacing it with a bell.
Wow, brilliant.
And I told him that. He wasn't having that.
I was about to do an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression.
Please do.
But, you know, he's the master now because he's a politician.
Yeah.
I wonder how he'd handle it now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there is some dirty stuff there with him.
I know.
And
I know.
There's obviously the famous quote about climaxing in the gym.
Yeah.
And he handled that question on Graham Norton like he had said, and I heard you once owned a dog. And he literally batted it away like it was absurd how media savvy he is now.
Yeah, no, he wasn't playing ball. Look, we're out of time because you've got to go over to TalkSport.
Yes.
So frankly, if anyone wants to listen to you more, just switch over to TalkSport.
Or download the podcast.
Or download the podcast. There you go. Look, Giles, really good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's really been good. Thanks very much indeed. Right, in the next bit of the programme, here's what's coming. Work Experience Punditry Adrian is here. He's our Work Experience. He is going to be reviewing hipster nonsense for us. What else have we got coming up? Oh, that's right, the big debate at 3. We have a game of Dead or Alive in the last half an hour of the programme. But at 2:30 now, look, here's Lisa O'Sullivan with the very latest news.
Talk Radio. Afternoon, John. The Army has launched a new recruitment drive aimed at widening the appeal of a career in the military. The £1.6 million campaign features serving soldiers who are openly gay and are prepared to discuss their ability to get emotional. It's been slammed by some as overly politically correct. Rescue teams in Southern California are searching for survivors after deadly mudslides triggered by heavy rain. The number of people killed has risen to 15 after sludge, giant boulders and debris smashed through homes. More than 50 people have been rescued from rooftops. A former schoolboy footballer has been telling the trial of Barry Bennell that the former coach had a power hold over young boys who dreamt of being professional players. The alleged victim, who can't be named for legal reasons, has been telling Liverpool Crown Court how he was abused when he was just a child. Talk Radio's Alex Dibbles in court.
Along with other promising youngsters, they'd stay at Barry Bennell's home. And he says the coach would snuggle up to him in bed, blowing in his ear. Years later, when his girlfriend did the same thing, he says he just freaked out.
Bennell denies 48 child sex offences. Apple has agreed to pay £137 million in UK taxes after an audit by HMRC. The company's filings show the payment covers several years up to September 2015 and includes interest. Talk Radio weather, sunshine in the west, cloudier with rain in the east, fog moving in after dark. And I'll be back with more at 3.
At 3 and then at 3.30.
And at 3.30.
Which, of course, is today's edition of Bonus News, which is Mineral News.
Bonus.
You're getting very excited about this.
Well, I know.
This used to be treated...
I'm picking up my role.
Well, and rightly so. I mean, this used... When Victoria used to do this, Victoria Bourne, she used to treat it with disdain. at best.
I can see her face
Just disdainful, angry, you know, I've got to do what? And she used to hate Mineral News with a patch. Animal News, fine, she was fine with that, but... Not nice. But look, it's good to have you. Thank you very much indeed. We look forward...
Get down and dirty with Mineral News.
There you go. There's a new strap line for it. what we got coming up? Oh, that's right. Adrian is our work experience. He's going to be rounding up hipster nonsense next on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
And we are talking about... about stuff. One of the stuff we were talking about earlier, by the way, was Cornelius's face hair. And the reason I mention this is because someone's just... Because we were describing it on air, obviously. And yesterday, Cornelius, to be fair, you did say to me, this is just laziness, the sort of face hair that you've started to... That you had since we came back after the New Year, Christmas New Year break. But today, you've sculpted the bottom of it, so suggesting to me that yesterday's excuse was a lie.
Well, no, it's sort of further laziness, because I knew something had to be done, because it was looking very scruffy this morning,
yeah.
But I was running late, so I just did the top and bottom, just got, you know, sort of neatly sort of rounded it off, so I don't have basically a hairy neck.
Right, now you are...
Hairy cheekbones.
Yeah, well, one of them is, the other one doesn't seem to have grown any hair on it yet. It's a bit weird, if I'm honest. But anyway, look, you know, I don't know whether you're familiar with, what are you staring at?
Staring at your facial hair.
Well, I've shaved.
You know, you talk as if you're Santa over there.
I shaved!
It doesn't look great. Well, it's still quite patchy, because you can see the stubble. It's still quite patchy.
Well, that's because I shaved it.
You're much older than me.
Yeah, but I'm not growing a bit. I shaved it all off yesterday. Now a bit of it's come back, that's all.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. I shaved just before I came on air.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen Team America World Police? Are you familiar with that as a film? Oh, you've watched a film?
I've seen that. Yeah.
Right. Now, you know that bit when the protagonist is trying to grow hair and it's all stuck to his face in a weird, like, blotchy sort of a way?
Yes.
Yeah? Someone's just sent me a picture of that on Twitter as an example of your beard. Dave has sent this. And it says Con's beard. And it's bang on.
Not really, because he has hair on his forehead there above his eyebrows, which I don't have.
Well, you do have eyebrows.
Yeah, but above his eyebrows.
Well, but you've got pubic hair on your hair.
No,
your hair's kind of...
My hair.
Yeah, I know, but it's very...
You're being
wiry.
Mean about my hair.
Yeah. Do you want to be mean about mine? I mean, yeah, at least you've got
you
some.
Yeah, yeah, you don't have any hair left.
I mean, I do have some hair.
Yeah, left. Well, like two. Two hairs. You look like Homer Simpson. His little arches.
All right, I'll take that. Oh, there we are. Okay.
Thank God we got to a big laugh with that.
I was enjoying it thoroughly. Very much. Look, Adrian's here.
Hey!
Oh, he's got a proper beard. Look at him.
Oh, yeah, you do.
You've got a beard, Adrian.
It's look quite hipster.
It is a little bit hipster.
I mean, they stopped me out about Hoxton.
Yeah.
What, definitely... just to go, well done, you fit in round here.
Yeah, you've scuffed
it well.
That's
what we want to hear.
So, not only Adrian's got, like, a hipstery beard and a full head of hair. I mean, he's got both things going. It's both working for him.
Yeah.
Over there. Look at him. Fine figure of a man, isn't he?
Camouflage jumper, which I really like.
That's quite nice.
Thank you.
That's good. All right. We're just insulting each other, but bigging Adrian up. That's the way it goes. Okay, then. Adrian's here because he is doing work experience with us. So rather than just have him make the tea, although he has been, or do the photocopying or whatever else it is they make work experiences do, we invite him and them and others into the studio to get some real experience in front of the microphone. Adrian has been rounding up, how appropriate, given the beard chat, some hipster nonsense. Now, this is all of that stuff that pops up in, you know, temporary cafe scenarios where they try and... The hipsters, don't they? They mix up two ideas. They go, oh, and we've talked about it before, but it's the sort of thing where they go, right, okay, we've got it's a coffee shop, but what's its unique twist? Oh, I don't know, it's full of jelly. Is it? Yeah. You walk in, you have to wade through jelly, you have to sit in some jelly and have some coffee that's flavoured with jelly. It's a jelly pop-up coffee shop. You know, that kind of thing. Anyway, we round it all up for you on a Wednesday. Adrian, what are we starting with?
This story emanates from Birmingham, and I think it's going to bring some delight to your heart.
Go on.
Because a restaurant has been fined £50,000 over wooden serving boards. So this place, instead of giving people plates like normal people, you know, normal people tend to eat off plates, they give you these big wooden slabs and then put like a couple of pieces of lettuce on it and call it a meal.
Yeah.
And this restaurant has been, as I said before, has been fined £50,000 for serving food on unhygienic wooden boards. So I just want to get your thoughts on that.
Is that a what?
Unhygienic wooden boards.
Oh, because they're unhygienic. Well, well, the thing is, the whole serving food on things that isn't a plate thing is, of course, that goes back a long time now. And that is often dragged up in terms of hipster chat. You know, get your cocktail in a jam jar, get your dinner on a slate or a bit of wood. Now, you're right. I think people moan about the wooden ones because, of course, that's why people have chopping boards for different things, isn't it? Because you have a meat chopping board and a fish chopping board and a vegetable chopping board, that kind of thing.
Cross-contamination.
Exactly, Adrian. So people, if they have been found to be unhygienic because they're not washing the boards properly, then of course...
50 grand, though, that's a big wedge, isn't it, of money? That could close a restaurant down.
Yeah.
Saying that, I think out of all the things for the food to be served on that isn't a plate, a wooden board's all right, especially as you won't feel so conscious when cutting up food and stuff like that. I went to a restaurant on Friday.
Yep.
I'll name it the Big Easy.
Yeah.
And they serve their main meals on metal trays with a piece of grease paper over it. And it's rubbish, and I hate it.
It's rubbish.
You know, because obviously when I was cutting my burger up...
Yeah.
Like, it went through the grease paper, and then I ended up with little pieces of grease paper in my
food. I've had that before, not there, but yes, that is annoying. And also, the grease, it sticks to the bottom of the thing, and it goes on your fork, and then you've got bits of paper,
and it's rubbish.
God.
It's just like, just serve it to me on a plate.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst.
Have you guys seen, there's this restaurant somewhere where they serve it to you on a plate, thank goodness, however, they flip the plate upside down. So...
Well, again, you see what I mean? That's the hipster way, though, isn't it?
But why are they being so purposely obtuse?
Because they can. That's what the hipster does. So it's going, all right, we got the plates, guys, and everyone else has, like, done plates and done slate and wood and, like, serving chips out of shoes, that sort of thing. So let's just, and bear with me on this, flip the plate upside down. And then someone's gone, yeah. And that's what they've done, yeah. That's exactly it. And also, an upside down plate has a smaller surface area, doesn't it? because you just get the centre bit, you know, can't push stuff up the sides. So you probably, your meal's probably smaller as well.
Maybe our ankles are getting a bit too much circulation. Maybe they're right. Maybe they're the ones that are thinking straight and we're behind. They're the progressive ones.
Maybe it's part of the obesity, anti-obesity drive or something. I don't know. That's the problem you're going to have, isn't it? If you serve stuff on things that aren't plates, you've got to clean it properly. Otherwise, you get fined your £50,000.
But to be fair, I reckon woods would be quite hard to clean, wouldn't it? Like, in terms of, like, getting everything off.
Because it'll go into all the, like, the grains.
All the nooks and crannies.
And,
of course, as you cut your food on it, you're creating
little grooves and stuff that.
Which is filling with the deadly viruses.
Thing is, though, it's good. It's hygienic in a way where, you know, if you look at the wooden board, you know how old it is.
Yeah,
so you just count the rings. Yeah, and you just go, oh, they've been using this for 20 years. That's rank.
Yeah. Maybe they should just get rid of it altogether. Maybe you should just go in the kitchen. Actually, this probably is one of these. Go in the kitchen and the chef just puts it into your mouth directly.
Oh.
While we're on this subject, another thing I hate.
Here we go.
Those mini fat fryers that they serve chips in.
The little
wire baskets.
Things.
Yeah.
Oh, that grabs the gears, that does.
It's a fryer basket, but they're fake, aren't they? You couldn't put them in an actual.
Yeah.
And it's just like, instead of giving you a decent portion of chips, what we've done is we've put them in this little, it looks like a fat fry, so it looks like, and you're just like, oh,
it's
great.
It's an optical illusion, isn't it?
Yeah, and they serve it to you, and what does everyone do? They get the handle and just pours it out on their plates, and then put it aside.
Annoying. Skinny fries in a little tin pot.
Oh.
And you go, no, because you've just narrowed down the amount of, my mum once complained in a hotel once, right? So I can't remember when or what the circumstance was, and that doesn't matter. But my mum, not to the restaurant. Oh, that's right. I booked my parents into a hotel as a treat or something, right? And my mum, I said, so how was it? My mum said, well, the evening meal was a little bit of a letdown. And my dad was sort of looking at her going, it's really nice, what are you talking about? And she said, well, there weren't enough. I counted them, Jonathan. I counted the chips. And I was like, right. Okay, mum, how many? She went, seven chips.
Seven. Wow.
There were seven chips, Jonathan. Seven chips. And I worked that out. And she said, and it was something like, I can't remember what it was, but she said, something like 13, that worked out at 13 pence a chip. And I'm going,
crikey.
Right? And my dad, we sort of going, right. And she was angry that there were seven chips. My dad then pointed out that they were the massive chunky fries. So the actual
potato content was
of a plate of chips, but just boiled down, not boiled, fried down.
They can be really nice, those huge, sort of door wedge size.
But what
chips
made her angrier? The fact that they stacked them up like a game of Jenga.
Yeah.
She was livid about that. Still goes on about it now. That was years ago. Anyway, there you go. All right, stay with us, Adrian. I know you will. We're going to take traffic and travel. We're going to be talking about what next?
Weird sinks.
Excellent. Weird sinks on the way on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
From now until the 15th of January, we're launching the Vauxhall New Year Sale event with up to 20% off list price on a shiny new Vauxhall. Yep, that's right, a whopping 20% off, so you really can enjoy a happy new year. To find out more, search Vauxhall New Year Sale on selected models across the range registered by 31st of January 2018 at participating retailers from 26th of December to 15th of January. Offer not available in conjunction with 0% flexible finance, flexible PCP or a deposit contribution. Full terms and conditions apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/newyearsale.
Before you find a car and fall in love, get a finance deal that fits you like a glove. Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first before you fall in love.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk. Car Finance 24/7 Limited are a credit broker, not a lender. All circumstances considered. Representative APR 27.4%.
Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
With Pertemps recruitment, opportunity is closer than you think. It can take you to places you've always wanted to be, and it's around every corner. So if you're looking for your next permanent, temporary or contract opportunity, hop into one of our 200 local offices or search Pertemps online. Pertemps, the face of recruitment.
At Wix, our kitchen and bathroom sale is on right now. Choose from 35 stunning styles and book your free design appointment at wix.co.uk. T's and C's apply.
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this.
Mum, please can I have another ice cream?
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Haul yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting today. T's and C's apply.
Nana's Magic Soup.
I'm looking after my grandson today. He's not feeling well and my daughter's at work. So I'm cooking something to make him feel better.
It's lots of stuff he doesn't normally like. Carrots, onions, peppers.
Until I put them all in the blender
and turn them into a bowl of Nana's Magic Soup.
Thanks, Nana.
You're welcome, my love.
Make your own magic soup that's packed with flavour and two of your five a day. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 on Merseyside remains shut northbound after a lorry lost its load much earlier between Junction 23 at Haydock and Junction 26 at the Oral Interchange. It's causing a long queue all the way back to Junction 22 at Newton of Willows. Also problems on the M6 in the West Midlands, where two of the four lanes are closed southbound between Junction 7 and 6 between Great Bar and the Spaghetti Junction. It's causing a long queue back to 10 at Wolverhampton. And in Hampshire, the A34 is closed southbound from Sutton Scotney down towards the M3 near Winchester after a serious accident. I'm Alan Joy.
Winter is cruel. You cough, you splutter. So does your car, its battery dead, killed by an icy claw. Will anyone stand up to winter?
Yes, you! Come to Halfords. We'll fit a new battery on the spot from just £15, and we're open late 7 days a week. Ready for winter's worst? Ready for anything. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Battery sold separately. Selected vehicles only. In most stores. Check for opening hours.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And indeed we are. Here we are, look, in the afternoons. And there's a lot going on. UK-EU trade talks. There are those mudslides in California. We've been talking about this new army recruitment campaign that's a little more touchy-feely than army recruitment campaigns of the past. Rather, remember that advert, the army advert that used to be some army soldiers in a jeep, and one of them was shouting, "Through the trees! Through the trees! Through the trees!" while they were on a jeep. Well, this one's more like sort of, "Hug the trees! Give them a little cuddle!" So that's basically the way the new recruitment... Anyway, it's all very complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
Oh, your tongue, it seems. But anyway, here we are, because we analyse the news using, well, yes, you know we do, Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Dinner with David. Cameron for 12 grand, you'd have to pay me more.
The news in haiku. All right. Talk Radio Afternoons. We are here with Adrian. He is our work experience. And his work experience this afternoon involves rounding up the hipster nonsense for us already. We have talked about, it's a topic much discussed, of course, but serving food on things that are not plates. Because a restaurant in Birmingham has been fined for doing it on wooden boards. Wooden boards that they didn't clean properly. Always the danger. I'm proposing getting rid of any sort of plate-based item and just going into the kitchen where the chef stuffs it straight into your gob without you even having to touch it yourself. Saves on washing up, saves on cutlery. there's probably already a restaurant that, that does it, because that's the nature of the hipster. So, Adrian, where next are you taking us in this hellish world?
Right, I'd be remiss, pardon, I'd be remiss in not going to this place wherein I saw a photo online and it boiled my blood. And it's of a woman sitting down in the waiting room of a BMW service centre and she's spinning yarn. Yeah, like it's the Industrial Revolution. I don't get it.
What, on a loom?
No, like, the first is, like, she's just sitting down casually.
Oh, my God, she's got a spinning wheel?
Yeah, spinning wheel.
I thought... Oh, she's actually... Wow! Now, this is interesting.
It's preposterous, if you ask me.
Is this real? I mean, it looks... Is this really a thing? Wow, so... So, I know typewriters were making a comeback, weren't they? People were sort of going, ah, no, the hipster won't get rid of the laptop... Typewriters, that's a thing.
Mm.
But now, spinning wheels.
Like, what off did of they even do, though?
Well, they spun stuff. It's the original fidget spinner.
It's very economical.
Yeah.
You can make your own clothes.
Make your own clothes, exactly right. And if you think about the story of Rumpelstiltskin, spoiler alert, but, you know, the princess was locked in the tower, and what did she have to do? Spin straw into gold. Then rump or something, probably, can't remember. But she is sitting there with a spinning wheel, if that's real. But that doesn't surprise me.
What does it achieve, though? I don't understand. Why is she doing this? Just to be cool?
If that's the hipster way, yeah. Why not bring back the old-fashioned spinning wheel? Make your own cloth. I mean, it's only a short, small step to people taking in industrial looms from the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Let's go back to 1860.
Yeah.
Do you reckon hipster times will at one point go through an industrial revolution and they'll be all there on, like, their early Macs and PCs?
Well, I'm thinking back... I mean, that's probably already a thing anyway. That's just retro stuff. People are... I think there was a fashion not long ago for bringing back the Sinclair Spectrum.
Was there?
I think so. I might have made that up, but I think so. So maybe that is the way forward then. Tell you what it is, Adrian. It's the old skills we've forgotten, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what it is. So those pre-automated skills, the skills we used to have, the skills our forefathers, when they toiled the land and the cloth.
And now it's been lost. It's a dead art now. Maybe she's bringing it back.
Yeah.
Maybe we should give her a bit more credit.
Maybe she works for BMW and is just hand-weaving a car mat. I mean, I don't know.
Ah.
It's an idle thought there. But the fact that she's carrying around a spinning wheel. Like, they're not small. They are cumbersome.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah, it must be fake. Because how does she, like, transport it?
Well, they could... I think people who take typewriters around have special typewriter bags. So I think she's... she made it. I don't know. Or maybe it's just an amusing bit of Photoshop. Either way, it's only a matter of time before, if it isn't real already, it becomes real. Yeah, because that's the way the hipsters work. What would you bring back from the Industrial Revolution times, do you think? If you were going to open a hipster... Yeah, let's say it's a cafe. What could you bring back? I mean, I'd bring back maybe the seed drill.
Mm.
You know, the Jethro Tull. There was a band called Jethro Tull. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're familiar with their work, both of you.
Yep. Big fan.
Yeah, but they were named after Jethro Tull, who I think was the farming revolution, the seed drill, which revolutionised agriculture, because it would make holes in the ground and drop seeds in, which is much quicker than doing it by hand. The spinning Jenny.
What's that?
She works here in finance. And then there's the... was that James Hargreaves? Was James Hargreaves the spinning Jenny?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
History,
anymore.
Cornelius!
I had to bring something back from that time, it would be child labour.
Well, that's possibly...
You know, workhouses, that sort of thing.
Gruel.
Yeah, gruel.
How about a themed cafe where all the kids are...
Then these children wouldn't be snowflakes anymore, these millennials. Yeah. They've never lifted a finger in their lives.
Yeah. What they should lift is gruel.
Yeah. And they should be working in the gruel factories.
Yeah. Which has got, attached to it, like the Guinness factory, it's got a sort of bar. A gruel factory with an attendant gruel cafe. Where children who aren't paid, no, they're encouraged to go out and pickpocket for coins.
Give it all to Fagin.
Yeah, exactly. And then they serve you, please, sir, can I have some more? More! All that. A welcome return. Do you know what? There's probably a themed restaurant that does that anyway.
What, you pay for the experience?
Yeah.
To just go be treated like rubbish.
Well, you could just come and work here. You think I'm joking. Anyway, Adrian, what else have you got?
Okay, now this is quite a peculiar one, and it's off a toilet.
Yeah.
A restroom, and now it's a sink area, but instead of having a actual sink,
a basin,
they've got a tire.
A tire?
A tire, yeah.
To swing on?
No, to collect all the water.
What, so it's flat?
Yeah, look, I'll show you, have a look.
But one of the main sort of characteristics for a tire, I would argue, is the massive hole in the middle.
Yeah, you'd think, wouldn't you? But what it seems to be, they seem to have mounted it on a surface. And it's new, you know, the hips. Actually, you're onto something here, Adrian, because I've noticed this in pubs and stuff. The bathroom, and I can only speak for the gents' bathroom. I have not been in neither the ladies' nor the non-specific toilet, necessarily.
I know what you're going to say. You're going to talk about the bear.
I am!
Yeah, yeah.
Right, there's a pub not far from where we work here, in London's fashionable London, right, on the South Bank, which has beer barrels with holes cut in the side, which passes urinals.
Oh, wow.
Or urinals, if that's how you want to say it. And the idea is you just go and whazz into an empty beer barrel. Which he's plumbed in, but it's just a sort of novelty thing that they do, and it's not, and you do see more of this, and so the tire based sink is only the latest in a long line of people trying to jazz up the bogs. But I eschew the beer barrel. I go into the cubicle to have a wee.
You won't wee into the beer barrel.
I don't like it.
Oh, I do. It's quite rewarding. Yeah. I quite like it.
Well, all they do is recycle it back as Foster's.
Oh. That is obviously not true. Very funny, though.
He gave Foster's lawyer.
Very funny.
Strong lager.
Listening.
I'll say it was
plumbed in. The pipe goes straight to the Foster's pump.
On the tube. I don't surf Foster's.
I know. That.
On the tube yesterday, there was an unopened, unattended can of Foster's just staring at me.
And you reported to British Transport Police?
No.
That's an unattended item.
Yeah, I know. It's only small. And I was just like... obviously, we're doing dry January.
Yeah.
And I was just staring at it. It was staring at me the whole way home. I was just like...
Would you pick up someone else's discarded beer?
No, I would. It wasn't... Yeah, it was fully sealed, though. It was clear. Because it was like still, you know.
Someone had just left it.
Yeah, yeah. And I was just like, it's dry January. I wouldn't have done it normally. I'm just so desperate for a drink. Also, drinking on the tube isn't legal. That's why I never, ever, ever, ever have done it.
Yeah. Would you, I mean...
Top lads.
You drink Foster's on the train, don't you?
This was when I lived elsewhere and got trains, but yeah.
But if you're not drinking Foster's, if you're not drinking dry January, would you like me to urinate into your mouth?
No.
Because that's
not necessary. No, stop. I am not a themed bar.
Every time I look at you, Cornelius, I think, there's a man who is a themed toilet. Adrian, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, though, more. Right, that's Work Experience Punditry. That's a roundup of hipster nonsense. In the next bit of the programme, we will be bringing you the big debate at 3 o'clock. We will be bringing you foreign correspondent, foreign news, live from somewhere foreign, and a game of Dead or Alive on the show. And don't forget Lisa's bonus news at 3:30. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hi, Melanie. Steve here from the Big Lottery Fund. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm calling with some great news. Your application was successful.
No.
You got so funny.
No way.
Melanie helps older people in her community stay young with dancing and cooking classes, thanks to National Lottery Players.
Oh, dear. Oh, you have no idea what this phone call means.
Help make the extraordinary happen. Play Lotto this Saturday. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
What seemed to be the problem?
It's my career. It's broken down.
Well, let's take a look. Work-life balance? How's that running?
It's not.
Okay, so you're the boss or the employee?
The slave.
Know what? You need something new, mate.
Become a Red driving instructor and change direction. With comprehensive training, job satisfaction and work in your own hours. Red. Get your career in gear. Go to reddrivingschool.com for details. Go Red and get ahead.
This is pepperoni. This is salami. Put them together and wow! Add some cheese, your favorite sauce... and bellissimo. Get a taste of Italy for just £1.99 until the 21st of January with the spicy Italian from Subway. Subway, keep discovering. Participation may vary. See subway.com for details.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got 10 litres of Selco Contract Matte Emulsion in Magnolia or Brilliant White for only £10.75 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at Selco Builders Warehouse. For more information, see selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Tax.
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 Is the thought of doing your tax return pecking away at you? The longer you leave it, the worse it gets. Don't keep ducking it.
Tax.
Do it by the 31st of January at gov.uk/self-assessment. And don't forget to pay what you owe.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
And here we are at 3 o'clock, and Lisa's got the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Army told to avoid PC Brigade, court hears child abuse claims, and stars back bill to save music venues.
Talk Radio.
The Army's trying to broaden its appeal with a new recruitment advert focusing on diversity and mental health. The £1.6 million drive is a change from previous ads featuring guns, marches and jets. The new approach is being criticised for not targeting those most interested in joining up. Major Chris Hunter's been telling Talk Radio it's about filling the right boots.
I fully support the Army's wider belonging campaign and its attempts to attract a broader base. But I think it's essential that we don't lose sight of, you know, the soldiers, sailors, airmen, the men and women that we absolutely need to recruit to ensure that we've got that, you know, that combat effectiveness.
The number of people killed in mudslides in Southern California has risen to 15. Tons of mud, giant boulders and debris has smashed through homes. More than 50 people have been rescued from rooftops. A former schoolboy footballer has been telling the trial of Barry Bennell how none of the alleged victims spoke out, as they didn't want to spoil their chances of making it in the sport. Ex-coach Bennell denies 48 child sex offences. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble's been hearing the alleged victim, who can't be named for legal reasons, give evidence at Liverpool Crown Court.
At the time, the alleged victim was 11, 12 years old, and said that all he wanted to do was play for Manchester City, who Barry Bennell was scouting for. It was for that reason, the former player said, that he had a big power hold on us.
The trial continues. And Sandy Shaw, Billy Bragg and Pink Floyd's Nick Mason are among the musicians who've been in Westminster to back a parliamentary bill aimed at protecting small venues. It comes after a search by UK Music found more than a third of grassroots gig spaces have closed in the past decade.
Lisa, thank you very much indeed. You are with us, as we know, for bonus news now. The time draws nearer.
Tick tock, tick tock,
tick tock. Oh, it's only half an hour away.
It's so fast, this show, doesn't it?
It does zip by, doesn't it? Zip by. I mean, it's almost like it's there and then it's gone. Would you like to bring some weather?
I'd love to bring you some weather.
Okay, here
can I
comes.
Have a stab?
Yeah.
Talk Radio National Weather.
There you go.
National weather, sunshine in the west, cloudier with rain in the east, and we have got fog moving into large parts of the country after dark. I'll be back with more news in half an hour.
Thank you very much indeed. And indeed,
and
bonus
news.
Yes.
And bonus news.
And now here's...
It's Simon Watsy Watts.
I hearing you say that.
You what?
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Simon Watts. Amir Khan and Eddie Hearn have buried the hatchet to sign a three-fight deal for the former world champion to return to the ring. Just a year ago, Khan said he didn't like the promoter, branding him disrespectful after losing his last fight in 2016 to Sal Canelo Alvarez. But relations were repaired on the other side of the world, as Khan was alongside Talk Radio's Ian Lee on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
We obviously had a few meetings when Amir was in the jungle, and we
absolutely
just when it started out, we weren't sure which way it was going to go. But a good plan now to move forward and get Amir back in the ring.
Jake Livermore won't be punished by the FA for confronting a West Ham fan after the game last week. The midfielder went into the stand following West Brom's defeat at the London Stadium after a supporter made a comment about his baby son who died in 2014. And Daniel Kvyat will be given a Formula One lifeline by Ferrari next year. The Russian has got a seat as their development driver for the new season just 3 months after being dropped by Toro Rosso. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
It's powered by TalkSport. Nothing else. TalkSport, which is its own natural source of power. It kind of runs on Alan Brazil's breath. Right, so on the way, there is a game of Dead or Alive. We will be talking to a foreign correspondent live from somewhere foreign about something foreign. And next, of course, the big debate.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, then! There we go, then! There we go. Big debate. Big debate on radio. Big debate. So the Army have gone all touchy-feely then. That's the gist of their new advert in which recruits are encouraged to still join to kill people, but afterwards they can have a bit of a cry about it. Now, just as Theresa May shuffles her cabinet around to make it more representative of modern Britain, well, yes, although a good number of them still all went to private school, didn't they, despite their gender or colour, so I'm not sure how truly diverse that actually is. But anyway, the Army is embracing what many are calling political correctness, although given that traditionally the Army is full of people quite literally wanting to kill foreigners, I'm not sure how that's going to work. Embracing them, are they going to embrace them instead of killing them? I don't... Ask the foreigners what they need and offer to solve their differences through yoga, mindfulness and an adult colouring book, perhaps. Just killing the enemy just sounds so outdated these days, doesn't it? I say it's best to let them have a safe space instead. Now, on the line let's have a look who's called in to Talk Radio. It's Frank. Good afternoon, Frank.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Frank. Thank you for calling us. Now, you heard me say the Prime Minister's name there, didn't you? Theresa May. And you sort of misheard it. You thought I said trees. It's not really trees you object to. I understand you are one of these people who is very anti-SAP.
Yeah, I am. In 1980, John, there was a big storyline on EastEnders.
Yeah.
Back when it first started, before everyone realised it wasn't any good, Dean Gaffney, he stole the Tesseract and used it to open up a wormhole inside Pat Butcher's backside,
right,
through which the Army of Darkness emerged. They were going to open it on the M1, but it wasn't wide enough. Anyway, the point is he did it because he was high from sucking sap.
Right.
And that's what SAP does.
Right, it's like this...
It makes you open wormholes in Pat Butcher's backside.
It's like the drug that we hear about, spice, isn't it? It's an addictive product that we know about, and we don't know the... You know, it does cause hallucinations, you're absolutely right. Particularly in Dean Gaffney. now, Jeff, let's stay on the line, Frank, because I want to bring Jeff in here.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
Oh, good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Now, sap. I mean, it's sap. It's just. What is it, Jeff? It's just tree juice, isn't it? Dirty tree juice.
It's nature's honey. I think no, it's not that. It's honey, isn't it?
Yeah, nature's honey is honey. Yeah.
it comes out of a tree. I love it. I love the stuff. I mean, it's great. I actually own a sap sanctuary in Headcorn.
In Headcorn,
right?
Yeah.
Headcorn, yeah, it's in Kent. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
It's lovely. Basically, I just, take in all the different types of sap.
Yeah.
I use a little thing on my phone, right?
Yes.
Called WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
And it works really well. Yeah. It works really well. Do you know, John, how many different types of sap there are?
Two.
Is it two?
It is too, yeah.
Yeah, we all knew. Yeah. It's interesting you mentioned that, because I want to talk about Homo sapiens. Now, this Homo sapien is someone who enjoys sexual relations with trees, isn't it? Right, as we know. So, But the army said that, the army, by the way, said that's fine today in the new advertising campaign. If people enjoy sexual relationships with trees, they're perfectly allowed in the army, and why shouldn't they be? It's all inclusive. That's very good. Not all inclusive like a holiday. I mean, they don't, you know.
Oh, no, the poor people go on. That, no thanks.
Anyway, you know, these are people, right, who are addicted to sap in many ways, aren't they, right? I mean, you've heard the phrase tree hugger, right? But a lot of them don't even ask consent of the tree. I don't think that's appropriate anymore. Hashtag tree too. So what is it, Frank, that you know that you would want to see done with SAP, because it does exist currently? How are we gonna cut back on SAP?
Well, I just think replace the SAP. If SAP trends continue as they have been at the moment, by 2050 you'll be covered in sticky goo from an old stump, John.
Right.
And I know you don't want to wait that long, so replace it with asbestos. It's fireproof, which would stop wildfires.
Yeah, good
and we've
point.
Got to put the asbestos somewhere. Either put it back in schools or tree stumps.
Right. Okay. Well, that's interesting, isn't it, Jeff? Because he's right. A lot of we've had problems in America, certainly with forest fires, with these wildfires. If we fill trees with asbestos instead of sap, that prevents the fire, doesn't it?
Well, I guess it does. I mean, I'm not going to argue with that, if I'm honest. The reason I've come on here is to debate.
Yeah.
But I think he's got a good point there.
Right.
Maybe
we might as well just end the debate then.
Well, give it another few minutes. The current price, let me tell you, the current price of a barrel of sap is $150. Now, that's gone up. That's gone up, hasn't it, Jeff? Right? Because, you know, when there is... It's all about global demand for sap. Now, there was the problem of sap in the ocean, of course. It's next to the cake that's by it. And the problem is it goes on to seabirds, doesn't it, the sap? And cleaning sap off a seabird is a thankless task, Jeff. Is it a service you provide at the SAP Sanctuary?
Well, it is a service I supply, yes, and I do get thanked for it, so I don't think it is a thankless task.
Right, okay.
I got a letter here that says, "Thank you, Jeff, for doing that sap off that bird that I brought in. Love, Vicky."
Right, well, okay. Well,
that sounds like I've seen that kind of thing, cleaning sap off birds, but usually in Japanese videos on the Lissett website.
Right, we'll move on from that, of course. The government have said 40,000... Hang on, the government has said, let's look at the figures, 40,000 more sap by 2019. But, Jeff, first, who's going to pay for that? If indeed there will be more sap, which is, you know, what you're advocating, someone's got to pay for it, haven't they?
Did you just say Jeff Hurst?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. No, who's going to pay for it? I mean, I don't care. Probably the poor. Put a tax on them and get them to pay for the sap.
Right.
And also, back to your previous point, I think it's a bit silly that they're actually transporting sap in wooden barrels. They might as well just take the trunk, haven't they?
You just cut a barrel-sized bit of trunk.
Yeah,
but no, but you've got wood in there as well, you know, and it's all very well for anyone who wants to get wood, but it's not so good for people who just want...
I mean, who doesn't want to get wood? Well, everyone would be happy with that.
Just the problem of the containment of the liquid sap. Now, the government, in the reshuffle, this is the government reshuffle, Frank, where they've now appointed a minister for tree fluid. And it's that minister's job, of course, to make sure that sap is used in the right way and it doesn't fall into the wrong hands, terrorists, etc.
Yeah.
But if you want an end to all sap, then what? I mean, you've got to come up with you've said asbestos, that's fair enough, but what about the global sap market?
Well, I mean, I don't really care about other countries. They can, you know, they can go whistle,
right,
as far as I'm concerned. I mean, if we look at nature, that's where sap comes from. A saprophyte is an organism that lives on dead or decaying organisms, much like the guest booker for this show. And I think that's a reason to get rid of the whole sap problem.
Well, here's the thing, though. This is an interesting chat. Have you met Johnny? There's an interesting change coming, because they're changing the recipe for sap, aren't they? Because it makes trees obese, right? And no one wants fat trees anymore, so they're going to change the recipe so that sap is healthier. people are then stockpiling the old sap because they're big fans of it. Jeff, is that the right thing to do? I mean, are trees too fat?
Well, they are. A lot of them are, to be honest with you. There are some thin trees out there, don't get me wrong, but they haven't been around long enough to, you know, get the...
Well, these are saplings, aren't they? Saplings.
Exactly. Yeah. Saplings, yes. The clue is in the name. But I find that, you know, probably the best thing to do with these poor trees that are getting obese is just to make them run. You know, put, like, trainers on the roots.
Right. So you're calling for more tree exercise.
Let's go to the gym.
Frank, you probably voted Sapsit, didn't you, in the SAP referendum. Going back to the 80s when all this began, of course, Mrs. Thatcher famously closed down all the trees, didn't she? And that led to those riots between the lumberjacks and the police. If Mrs. Thatcher was around now, her corpse would... if she was around now, would you vote for her anti-SAP policies?
Oh, definitely. I absolutely would.
Thatcher the SAP snatcher, just to give her a title.
I've heard a terrifying rumour that she has been preserved in some SAP and they're going to bring her back.
Well, that's interesting. You said some trials they're doing in Sweden, actually, whereby you're right.
Hang on a sec. Sorry, I thought you said interesting.
Yeah, they've got these trials in Sweden whereby the body of Mrs. Thatcher, they've encased it in sap. You're right, because Mrs. Thatcher died, of course, famously when she got stuck to the side of a tree.
That's right. Yeah.
And she got caught in that sap, but her DNA lives on in that sap, and they are thinking of opening a park in Sweden, a theme park.
Yeah.
Where just Mrs. Thatcher's are roaming around. I mean, there will be safety fences and everything. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? Where people can just go to visit this park, drive through it, and just look at Mrs. Thatcher's in the wild.
Thatcherastic Park.
That's what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
So, is that a good idea? Should we preserve other dead celebrities and politicians in SAP?
Within reason.
Case by case basis.
There's some I wouldn't bother with.
No one would.
I've got a list.
Don't read it out. Here's a question. How many... I think we can guess. How many SAP, yes or no, Jeff?
Yes.
Pervert, no.
You're just saying straight no.
No. And also, I'll just say now, I hate Shappy Corsandy.
Right.
Well, no, that's not anything to do with SAP. I just wanted to say that.
Okay, fine.
Controversial.
Yeah, but, you know, that's your opinion. I think she's fine. Right, okay. Now, look, we're out of time. Can you sum up the debate for me in one word, Jeff?
Sticky icky.
Thank you, Frank.
Splooge.
Thank you very much indeed. Right, what are your thoughts? Now, that's an argument for and against SAP. But do we need it? I mean, we've got... Well, look, what year is it now? You know, what year is it? It's 2018, for goodness sake. It's post-Brexit Britain. We've got long railway tunnels and egalitarian politics. Why do we need SAP? Get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
like.
I'm
John Holmes, and that was definitely the big debate.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Brighten up your mornings and take a break from the New Year blues on Talk Radio with the Sun Halls from £9.50. Listen to Talk Radio every weekday morning from 10 for 3 hours packed full of fabulous features, great value guests and quickfire calls on all of the day's top talking points. Don't miss Talk Radio weekday mornings from 10 with the Sun Halls from £9.50. Great value breaks from just £9.50. For more information, go to thesun.co.uk/holidays.
Right now, you can get 50% off a new boiler from British Gas in our half-price sale. You'll also get a 5-year warranty and only pay full price for installation. But be quick, the sale only lasts 8 days and the clock's ticking. Search British Gas half-price boiler sale. Ends Monday, 15th of January, conditions apply.
Hello, it's me, Dracula. Relax, I don't bite much. Unlike the cost of some broadband deals, that's why I switched to Sky Broadband Unlimited. It's monstrously good value. Just £18 a month for 12 months, including line rental, plus a £9.95 setup fee. Exclusively for new and existing Sky TV customers. It's totally unlimited, and they'll never slow you down, even at peak times. Well, you don't want anything to stop the flow when you're screaming. Sorry, streaming, do you? Search Sky Broadband. Sky. Believe in better. Sky Network areas and new broadband customers only. 12-month contract. Further terms apply.
At Wickes, our kitchen and bathroom sale is on right now. Choose from 35 stunning styles and book your free design appointment at wickes.co.uk. T's and C's apply.
From director Ridley Scott, don't miss the most talked about movie of the year. Critics are calling All the Money in the World terrific and thrilling.
Mr. Getty, how much would you pay to release your grandson?
Nothing.
It's truly magnificent and exceptional. 5 stars. All the Money in the World at cinemas now. Rated 15.
With Pertemps recruitment, opportunity is closer than you think. It can take you to places you've always wanted to be, and it's around every corner. So if you're looking for your next permanent, temporary or contract opportunity, hop into one of our 200 local offices or search Pertemps online. Pertemps, the face of recruitment.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in West Yorkshire, stationary traffic in the carriageway is blocked due to an overturned lorry on the M1 southbound. That's at junction 46 for Leeds Colton. In Merseyside, the M6 northbound is closed. Stationary traffic, long delays due to an accident with 3 lorries involved. That's between junction 23 for Haydock and junction 26. And in the West Midlands, 2 lanes closed, long delays due to an accident on the M6 southbound. That's between junction 7 for Great Bar and junction 6 for Spaghetti. I'm Sammy Jolo.
With the Volvo V40, you can have a perfect journey every time. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information. Create your ideal soundtrack with internet radio. Stay stress-free with cruise control. And park effortlessly with rear park assist. With monthly rentals of £199, the Volvo V40 T2R Design Nav Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
2-year personal contract hire agreement. Initial rental £2,500. Volvo Car Financial Services. Offer ends March 31st. Subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. 18s or over, you will not own the car. Guarantee may be required. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo retailer. Volvo, human made.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And indeed we are talking, of course. And it's time to talk to, well, our foreign correspondent, because Talk Radio in the afternoon is home of all the news story, not just that from Britain either, but also from around the world. And, well, let us travel to Spain, where our Spanish correspondent is on the telephone. Good afternoon, Spanish correspondent.
Me llena de orgullo y satisfacción poder compartir estos minutos radiofónicos contigo, Juan Azán.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas. So, thank you for joining us.
Patatas bravas.
What we're talking about, of course, today is now there's been much news about well, California have these mudslides, these climate related mudslides. Terrible news, of course. This mud all coming down off the mountains due to the the fires, the wildfires that so damaged the turf in a way that, you know, what holds the ground together, and those fires damaged the vegetation, and it's caused the rain to penetrate in such a way that it's made it unstable. In Switzerland, people trapped in Zermatt due to heavy snow, and the same. We're getting news of sort of a similar sort of climate related problems in Spain. What can you tell us about that?
Lo único que sé es que, a diferencia de California, a diferencia de Suiza, a diferencia de otras partes del mundo, en España ha nevado un poquito. Lo que pasa que en España, cuando nieva, aunque sea solamente un poquito, se colapsa todo. Los trenes no funcionan, las carreteras quedan soterradas bajo metros y metros de nieve, no sé, el primer ministro se olvida de saber hablar. La cosa, la verdad, es que sinceramente está mal.
Yeah, sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but let me pick you up on that point. I mean, why? I mean, yes, fine. You've got a lot of snow, and I realise, you know, that's that's not necessarily going to help your beaches. But on the other hand, yeah, as you were saying, it does give more opportunity, being Spanish, for you to kill animals indiscriminately, doesn't it?
¿Cómo me conoces? Pues no sé qué decirte, porque los animales, claro,
yeah,
al estar soterrados en la nieve se congelan, ¿no? Brr, brr, hace frío, entonces los animales se congelan. Yeah. Entonces, si los congelas...
Well, you say people are actually building snow balls. So not snow, sí, meant snow balls. People are building balls out of snow.
Sí, con cuernos y todo. Sí, yeah, sí. Es muy divertido. Porque luego los puedes torear también. O sea, tú te coges el duvet de casa, una tela roja, y te vas a torear los toros de nieve. Sí, es algo que hacemos, porque mira, como sabes, tenemos mucho tiempo. Entre siesta y siesta y tapas y no sé qué, y esto y lo otro, tenemos mucho tiempo para torear a los toros de nieve.
You make three good points there and one terrible one. What is the feeling of the people in Spain about this? I mean, you know, what's the climate change movement like in Spain?
Prácticamente inexistente. O sea, es que no, a ver, si quieres que estemos todo el día toreando toros de nieve, no tenemos tiempo para hacer el lobbying y cambio climático y paparruchas varias.
Yeah.
No es existente ahora mismo. Pero bueno, ya llegará, tú. El 2019 está a la vuelta de la esquina, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. Todo esto llegará.
Okay. The main story here. The main story, I've got to disagree with that bit. The main story here is of these thousands of people trapped in cars in this snowstorm. Uh-huh. Overnight, you know, it prompted a military response, didn't it? The Spanish army, hundreds of soldiers, 3,500 motorists stranded in Castile, Leon, parts of
Castilla y León.
Yes.
Castilla y León. Yeah. Sí.
Patatas bravas. Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Castilla. Castilla.
Castilla.
Castilla.
Castilla.
León. Vale. León.
No. León.
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 And Madrid.
Madrid.
Yeah, so, but people are complaining. Here's what they're saying. They are saying, and here's my question to you, some of the motorists had have been trapped for a long time because of the snow, so they hadn't eaten lunch since Saturday.
Oh.
Now, my question is, what were they likely to have for lunch? Patatas bravas?
Definitivamente patatas bravas.
Yeah.
Patatas bravas. Y gambas. Y tocinillo de cielo.
No information.
Patatas bravas.
Stuck in feet of snow. This is in Spain. I mean, you know, Spain. What has been the response of the authorities then?
Pues yo creo que habrán salido a hacer un par de discursos diciendo, la cosa está muy mal, lamentamos mucho la situación, bla, 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 y esto y lo otro. Sinceramente, no creo que hayan hecho un despliegue mediático para aceptar responsabilidades, porque aquí en España no nos gusta aceptar responsabilidades. Entonces, no creo que haya habido una gran respuesta del gobierno español.
Okay, well, that ties in with the argument over the Catalan government, doesn't it, what you're saying? Because, is there any truth to the news stories we're hearing about this afternoon, that the deposed leaders of that region, of the Catalan region, have now established what they're saying is an independent region, an independent state in Spain, based on this snow, that they are calling themselves, and I've got it here, they're calling themselves now the ruler of a Spanish Narnia. Is there any truth to that rumour?
No. No, absolutamente no. La Tierra Media, te lo
cuento. Well, all right, then, explain this. Explain to me why we've seen trucks going in to the snow-bound area of Spain carrying supplies of Turkish Delight.
No, te lo estás inventando completamente, no. Yeah. Es que no. ¿Camiones de qué? Pero si no tenemos camiones. ¿Cómo vamos a tener camiones?
There have been sightings of a witch. Talking lion, which is an allegory for Christianity, has been spotted in the region as well.
Spotted?
A fawn.
No.
A wardrobe. I mean, you can't... All the facts here are pointing towards a Spanish Narnian state.
En caso de que fuera verdad, que no lo es,
yeah.
Si te dijera la verdad, tendría que matarte después. Y la verdad es que me da muchísima pereza tener que acarrear con esa responsabilidad porque me tengo que ir a echar la siesta, Juanazán.
Right.
Es que no lo entiendes. Me tengo que ir a echar la siesta.
So what's the advice? Pero, so what's the advice in the weather then? What's the advice of the government?
Patatas bravas.
Thank you very much indeed. That's our foreign correspondent there talking to us from Spain in the original Spanish, of course, about the problems. Well, the headlines today, thousands rescued in Spain after being trapped in a freak snowstorm in the region that she said correctly there. You listen to Talk Radio. In the next bit of the programme, we will be bringing you, well, today's edition of Bonus News. Of course we will. And there is a game of Dead or Alive on the way. But at just 3.30, just coming up to 3.30 now, is Lisa with the very latest news.
Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Suggestions that new recruitment adverts portray the army as soft are completely ridiculous. So Flight Lieutenant Caroline Page has been telling Talk Radio, as the first openly transgender person to serve in the British Armed Forces, she's been saying the new adverts are about teamwork.
But the whole campaign is more about showing that the army is more inclusive and takes care of its people and looks after its people. So it's not saying it's going to be softer, and it's not saying it's going to have people on the battlefield who are worried about anxiety and emotions with a gun.
Rescue teams in Southern California are searching for survivors after deadly mudslides triggered by heavy rain. The number of people killed has risen to 15 after sludge, giant boulders and debris smashed through homes. More than 50 people have been rescued from rooftops. A former schoolboy footballer has been telling the trial of Barry Bennell that the former coach had a power hold over young boys who dreamt of being professional players. The alleged victim, who can't be named for legal reasons, has been telling Liverpool Crown Court how he was abused when he was just a child. Bennell denies 48 child sex offences. And Marks & Spencer is to stop selling its controversial cauliflower steak after attracting well-founded ridicule from consumers who called it wasteful and ridiculous. The store's so-called steak, a slice of cauliflower, was wrapped in plastic and cost £2.50 and was launched as part of its new veggie range.
That's vegetable news.
Vegetable news, but it's in the news.
Yes.
Let me give you weather news. Talk Radio weather, sunshine in the west, cloudier as we go on. It's going to get foggy as it turns dark.
Now, we did talk about the cauliflower steak in yesterday's edition of Vegetable News.
Yeah.
So that's a good update that we now know.
I needed to update it.
It was met with derision. But we were arguing yesterday.
And how clever, though, that you can make £2.50 out of people that were prepared to go and buy it.
That's what's so weird, isn't it? It was just a bit... I mean, it's just... I don't think they've done anything to it, apart from just...
They're just like... They basically got what would probably be an 80p cauliflower.
Yeah.
Cut it up into slices and then charge £2.50 for wrapping it in plastic.
That's staggering, isn't it?
It's genius.
Now,
I mean, idiots that buy it.
And now now it's no more. But that is a good follow-up for Vegetable News. It gets us very neatly to today's edition of Bonus News, which, of course, having done vegetable yesterday, today, Mineral News. And Lisa's doing it for us today.
Mineral News.
Thank you. The reason it exists is simply because we know that two-minute bulletins aren't enough time to cover everything off that's happening in the world. So we have to make the time up. And plus the bulletins, you know, used to be 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Now they're two. No one really knows why. Austerity. So we are making the time up by bringing you everything else that's happening in the world, where it gets boiled down into, of course, its three... those three components, really. Animal, vegetable and mineral. Today, Mineral News.
Mineral News.
Loving the jingles.
Aren't they?
Loving the jingles.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you out of this world, though.
Please.
Because the first mineral news is that we have found liquid water and organic compounds, essential for life, I can say that again, organic compounds, on two ancient meteorites that fell to Earth almost 20 years ago. Now, the research is based on the first ever comprehensive analysis of halite crystals. I can do speaking. Were found within Zag and Monahans. Now, Zag and Monahans are these two massive meteorites that fell to Earth in 1998. And for the first time, they're 4.5 billion years old.
Where did they land?
They landed on Earth.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, it doesn't say where.
Okay,
I don't know where they fell. But
right.
They've been able to bore into these big rocks to see what they had inside them. And they found these halite, which are, of course, salt-containing crystals. And in there, they have found water and they have found amino acids. So they realise that this has come from the asteroid belt, possibly near Ceres, which means... probably there's life out there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that
let's
ties
put two and two together.
There's obviously the theory that life began on Earth because of a passing asteroid depositing amino acids and water here in the first place. So it stands to reason that that's that. I mean, basically, I think you've just told us that there's life
There is, yep. Spain. This proves it, obviously.
I'd have probably put that in the main news.
Yeah, I could have done.
Because that's technically life in outer space and aliens.
I mean, there isn't.
I just wanted to impress you with my mineral news.
Well, I'm already
mineral
impressed.
Mineral news.
Cornelius, every time a space story happens like this, Cornelius here, producer.
Well,
Cornelius.
They're always the same as well. It's water may be found.
It is found.
Definitely found.
Okay, but is there any
It was liquid
life?
Water. They found... So the international team, including members of the Open University and the NASA Johnson Space Center in Texas, they found amino acids, which of course form the basis of proteins and hydrocarbons. They found organic compounds made up of hydrogen and carbon and liquid water, which of course is the most important ingredient.
This crashed down to Earth, these meteorites.
In 1998,
did
somewhere.
Did it land in the sea, perhaps?
No.
You sure?
No.
Not in a river or...
Mineral news.
I took it out from the middle.
Maybe came down, hit the land, was on fire because it would be... And then someone put it out with some water.
Yeah. And that's why the water's in it.
Yeah.
Maybe it landed.
And some protein.
Here's a... All right. Here's an idea. Hang on, the music's going to run out. Wait a minute.
Mineral news.
Wait, the music's not long enough. We have to...
Mineral news.
There we go. Maybe it landed, because you said there were crystals on board.
Right in the middle of it. It's the first time they've been able to carry out this particular Raman spectroscopy, and no, that's nothing to do with noodles.
Right. So it contains noodles? I think it may have landed on one of those Swarovski crystal shops, like where you used to work.
Yeah, that's right.
And if a meteorite came down on one of those shops, that would explain the crystals. And then, of course, a diligent staff member, such as yourself, Cornelius, when you used to work there, put the fire out with a cup of water.
Well, some of the products at Swarovski, from memory, and I don't know if this is 100% true, weren't actually crystals. They were cubic zirconia and stuff like that.
Right.
So... That doesn't explain that, really.
No. Were there any decorative ornamental swans or anything found in the meteorite, which would explain the Swarovski crystal angle?
No.
All right. Well, maybe we'll just keep investigating.
I think we'll keep investigating that one, okay. but I think it definitely does prove...
Of life.
The salt may have originated in Ceres, or some other carbon-rich asteroid body.
Or some other automated... voice-based help system like Alexa. If Ceres can help.
Okay, well, I'm going to stick to the water
thing.
Mineral news.
All right,
let's do it.
An ocean of water exists below the Earth's surface. A huge amount of water, and it's stored within our old friend, the mineral... Brucite.
The mineral brucite?
The mineral brucite, which, of course, is the mineral version of magnesium hydroxide.
I was going to say that.
Of course it was, yeah. Now, we didn't think that you could actually get water... tucked down far below the Earth's mantle because of the enormous pressures there are under there.
I mean,
and usually...
I say, hang on, hello, wells.
Exactly. Usually forces it back up again. But they've now found that a certain type of brucite can withstand high temperatures and high pressures. And it means that we reckon that within 100, 400 and 600 kilometres below us, there is this massive reserve of water. But if it dries up, we'll all die. Because the planet will shrink and we'll kind of just
right,
fall
so it's
off.
Kind of keeping it all stable, really.
It is. It's keeping all the geodynamics doing what they need to do. You know,
right.
We don't want them to get sluggish because then we will fall off if the world stops turning properly. You know, we have this little wobble every now and then as the Earth turns. That, they think, is partly to do
with the water sloshing around.
The water sloshing around in the bottom.
That's like an enema. So...
I'll take your word for that.
Well, is
about your experience?
No. It's interesting though, that isn't it? That's interesting.
Yeah.
I think that's.
So yeah.
Also, every time you said brucite, I was just thinking of Brucey. Is it nice to see the brucite? Is it nice? Is water under the earth?
But yeah, if they do get sluggish, it will affect the plate tectonics.
Right.
Once the plate tectonics die, no more volcanoes.
All right.
No more volcanoes. They generate the Earth's crust and they also create soil eventually. So all things will come to an end.
Right. Well, there's a cheery note.
Stay hydrated.
Is there one more story?
Well, there is one very quickly.
We're going to need this music then. Here it comes.
And we're talking about Pika syndrome here.
Pika syndrome.
Pikachu, you know, people who like to chew strange things and eat strange things.
Right.
And Rebecca...
Mineral news.
Exactly. Rebecca Adimora picked up a packet of chalk off the floor when she was tidying her daughter's bedroom. She's pregnant at the time. That's a key note there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she thought, well, that looks nice. So she's got to take it. She's become addicted to it.
Chalk.
And during her pregnancy, we get through 10 sticks of chalk a day.
That's... Can you... I mean, is it health? Can you eat chalk? I suppose you can.
It's a lovely, tasty mineral, but I don't think it's got any nutritional merit.
No.
I don't think it's wise to do it if it's not a pure form of chalk, because it might have something nasty tucked in, like cyanide or something like that, little minerals of that, not good for you.
Not good.
Not great for your digestive system.
Could you legitimately go and lick a cliff?
Maybe once,
right.
But I wouldn't make it a regular habit. Okay. And also, you don't know. Also, if there's a yellow bit of the cliff, don't lick yellow cliff.
No.
That's a massive fact.
That is good advice.
Yeah.
Never lick yellow cliff. That sounds like you're trying to work out the points of the compass. Well, all right. Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
That was great. Lisa there with today's bonus.
Mineral news.
That means tomorrow we bring you animal news on the programme in that slot. Now, still to come on here. Well, I can tell you that Penny Smith is going to be in for Sam Delaney, so she's going to be in shortly to tell us what's coming up on her programme from 4 o'clock. And we must play, though, a game of Dead or Alive. It is on the way next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Selco Builders Warehouse proudly presents Selco's Deal of the Week.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Get down to your nearest Selco this week and get 6mm English oak laminate flooring for only £3.79 per square metre ex-VAT. But hurry, this offer ends 14th of January. Find your nearest branch at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this.
Mom, please can I have another ice cream?
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Hull yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting today. T's and C's apply.
Ford's new fraud scrappage scheme has been extended to include cars registered before the 31st of December 2010, and we've even included a new model, the tough Ford Ranger. You could save between £2,000 and £4,950 on the recommended on-the-road price when you trade in your old vehicle for a new Ford car. New year. New Ford? Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail customers only who trade in a vehicle registered before 31st of December 2010. Scrappage savings between £2,000 and £4,950 dependent on model or to the recommended on-the-road price, including VAT. Selected models excluded. Contract from 1st of January to 31st of March 2018 and register from 1st of January to the 30th of September 2018. At participating Ford dealers only, T's and C's apply. Visit ford.co.uk/scrappage for more information.
The Truth Project is part of the Independent Inquiry into Child Sexual Abuse. Getting a better picture of the past will build a safer place for children in the future. Visit truthproject.org.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In West Yorkshire, we do have stationary traffic and the carriageway is closed due to an overturned lorry on the M1 affecting you southbound. That's between junction 48 and junction 46 for Leeds Colton. Elsewhere in Merseyside, the M6 northbound carriageway closed. Long delays due to an accident with three lorries involved. That's between junction 23 for Haydock and junction 26. And in the West Midlands, one lane closed queuing traffic due to an accident on the M6 southbound between junction 7 for Great Bar and junction 6. I'm Sammy Jolo.
With the Volvo V40, you can have a perfect journey every time. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information. Create your ideal soundtrack with internet radio. Stay stress-free with cruise control. And park effortlessly with rear park assist. With monthly rentals of £199, the Volvo V40 T2R Design Nav Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
2-year personal contract hire agreement. Initial rental £2,500. Volvo Car Financial Services. Offer ends March 31st. Subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. 18s or over, you will not own the car. Guarantee may be required. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo retailer. Volvo. Human made.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the Outer Limits.
untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes! What? Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I am John Holmes. That's right. I've just checked and that appears to be correct. Now, in the next 15 minutes, we've got to get through a game of Dead or Alive. We've got a list of things, but are they dead or are they alive? You have to try and work that out. Not only that, Penny Smith will be in to talk us through what she's doing on Drive Time today here on Talk Radio, and there's a lot of news going on. I mean, you'll know there is. It's you know, it's kind of news heavy, isn't it? What do we know today? We know there are mudslides in California. We know that there's been the completion of the cabinet reshuffle, bringing in more women, more BAME ministers.
Remember my name,
BAME.
I want to live. Sorry, it just came to me.
Right. So that's a thing.
Idea Tourette's.
Yeah. I mean, that's the first idea you've ever had. In all of us. I don't know how we can turn that into a thing. The kids from BAME.
There's an engineer here called Chris Tame, who I call the Chris from Tame, and no one gets it.
There we are. Anyway, so there's a lot going on, basically, in the news and beyond, and it's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry about it. We're here to help. And how do we do it? That's right. Japanese poetry. 575, that's the syllable count. It makes news easy to understand if you break it down into that component, those component parts. It's the news in haikus.
Middle-aged men are massacred in reshuffle. They have it so hard.
We did that one earlier, though, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah.
Well, they played the wrong one through there, didn't they?
Idiots. Right then, it's...
No, I only wrote two today. I forgot.
Hi, it's the factual department here.
Hi there.
No, that was Con's fault. He forgot to put one in.
So I've just understood. Yeah, producer Chloe, thank you very much indeed. Right, it's D-Mob happy. Right, Talk Radio in the afternoons. Let us play Dead or Alive. This is where, from a list of things, you, and you can play along at home, have to figure out whether the thing's on the list. The list I've got here in my mortal hand. But the question is, are they dead? Or, in fact, are they alive? So then, we need a contestant to play today's Dead or Alive. Let's find out who's on the telephone. I think is it Steve? Hello, Steve.
It is. Hi, John. How are you?
Very well, Steve. Very good.
Happy New Year.
And the same to you. Are we still saying that? Is that still a thing?
I'm thinking this is the last week, probably, of getting away with it.
Oh, okay, you're still doing it. I stopped when the Christmas decorations came down. I figured that was the cut-off point. But I'm happy to embrace you and your ways, Steve.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
But only with your consent, of course, in the current climate.
Of course.
Let's be clear about that. Right, okay, so where are you, Steve, and what do you do?
I'm in Hackney, and I'm a lawyer... and also a comedian.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, this is good. Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, and how do you straddle those twin worlds?
Difficult. It was with difficulty initially, but now it's pretty cool. The people I work with know that I do it. So I get some good material occasionally.
Yeah. So what do you? I mean, because you're a lawyer, so you're going to court presumably, do you? And then do you ever get the gigs mixed up? I mean, that would be awkward.
No, I haven't as yet, but that's always a threat around the corner, which makes it all so exciting.
Yeah. All right. Okay. That's interesting. But lawyers make make a good coin, don't they, though, Steve? So the comedian thing, just because you've always wanted to do it, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, I was at a really large city firm a while ago, and I just wasn't enjoying it really. So I moved to a much smaller firm, which kind of gave me the time to have a bit of a social life. So yeah, okay. I went into comedy and not look back.
All right. Well, this is great. So where would you find you, Steve? You might as well plug a gig or something as you're here.
Yeah, all right then. So I run a night called Candlelit Comedy at the Ten Bells, which right. is that beautiful Jack Ripper pub, and I run one called Memoirs of a Geezer, which is in Shadwell on Thursday.
That's good. I was actually talking about lawyer gigs, but, you know, that's fine.
He's joking.
Wondering what cases you had coming up.
If you've been in an accident, please don't hesitate.
All right. So, Steve, right, we've got a list of things. They are either dead or alive.
It's my career.
Yeah, well, mine as well, believe you me. Right, so we are going to run down a list of all you've got to do is tell me whether you think they're dead or alive. That's it, Steve. It's very simple.
Cool, mate. Yeah.
Cornelius is going to be keeping score, so if you're ready, Con, let's crack on with it. Let's do this thing. Let's go. Okay, dead or alive. Here we are. First question.
Yeah.
Gender pay inequality. Dead or alive?
Alive.
Yeah, very much so. It's been in the news this week, of course, that the BBC's China editor, Carrie Gracie, resigned, citing pay inequality with her male editor colleagues. Also, it turns out that Michelle Williams, actress in the film All the Money in the World, you know the film where they reshot it because of Kevin Spacey?
Yes, I do, yes.
Yeah, well, apparently, Mark Wahlberg's fee for the reshoots, right, was 1.5 million.
Yeah.
Whereas Michelle Williams got about a grand.
You're joking.
I'm
really?
Not. That's come out in the news today. So there is now talk of reshooting the film instead without Mark Wahlberg as well. So someone else, I think, coming in to redo the... I don't know.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know, isn't it? Anyway, good point. You got that one. Okay. The chances of the French actress Catherine Deneuve, her chances of getting a thank you card from the Me Too movement.
Dead.
Very much so, of course. Today, the 71-year actress has called the Me Too movement Puritans, and doesn't see any issue with men coming on to her, in a sense. Not in the heart.
Another octogenarian on the button.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it says, anyway. I think that's interpretive meanings. Anyway. Dead or alive, the chances of North Korea winning any kind of Olympic medal, dead or alive?
Alive, because they just sent us something, haven't they?
That's right, the Winter Olympics. Very good indeed. They've got a team together. Yeah, absolutely. A thawing of relations, they say. Which is a poor choice of phrase, given that their team mostly consists of ice skaters. But anyway. The chances of the North Korean Olympic team... well, surviving... Well, actually, no, let's just go for the North Korean Olympic team if they don't win any medals.
Oh, I'd say dead.
You're absolutely right, yeah. Back to the mother country, straight to the gulag, that's the end of it. Customer satisfaction amongst commuters, particularly in the southeast, since the rail fare increased this week, dead or alive?
Dead.
Very much so indeed. The National Audit Office have said that Govia Thameslink, who manage Southern Thameslink and Great Northern Rail Companies, the worst service on the network.
That's what they're...
Yeah.
The chances of producer Cornelius... Hello, Cornelius.
Hello.
Completing Dry January.
Oh, knowing Cornelius, I'd say dead.
Well, yeah, that's completely wrong, because it's alive.
Sorry,
well, you know...
Sorry, mate.
Your chances... I mean, alive for now. You're 10 days in, I think it is. 21 more days to go, Cornelius. How's it going, just out of interest?
It's fine. It's tough at the weekends.
Yeah.
But during the week, it's fine. Like,
yeah,
just go running instead.
Steve's
you get
doing
the same high, guys. No. You don't.
You really don't. That's a lie. Yeah. Dead or alive, the chances of the army recruiting someone gay.
Alive.
Very much so. Today's new advertising campaign, of course, all inclusive. Which I mean, you don't go abroad and just sit by a pool drinking cocktails for free.
Yeah.
That's not the sort of all-inclusive the army is offering. It's a very different proposition. It's the sort of all-inclusive where anybody can go and join the army and get killed abroad. Anybody now. Oh, not just the elite. Anybody can be murdered by a foreign enemy on foreign hostile soil. That's the gist of it. But that's their new advertising campaign. We talked about it a hell of a lot earlier. All right. My Auntie Sylvie, dead or alive?
Alive.
Weekly update. Yes, she still is alive, Steve. Absolutely. Yep, she is alive. She's 96 years old. She lives in a home. She drinks from a sippy cup. But I can tell you...
good for her.
She is alive. I'm glad she survived the whole run, if I'm honest. So... lasted longer than us. So the dead or alive? The Hills.
Dead.
Yes. They're not alive with The Sound of Music. You're absolutely right. The Hills were a family who lived a few doors down from my parents. three generations of them wiped out. In an unfortunate coconut shy accident. In the early 90s, so the Hills absolutely all dead. So
they get back to nightmare.
This show this time next week.
Alive.
I can't really answer that. So final question.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman is asking you to come what?
Watch The Greatest Show on Earth?
Well, it's dead or alive.
Oh, alive.
Let's find out.
Sorry, back again to the world that you were living in, cause you're dreaming with your eyes wide open. So come alive.
Yeah! Yeah! Yes! All right, Steve. Lawyer by day, comedian by night. So let's find out what your score was. Cornelius, what did he get?
I mean... I zoned in and out, but I have Steve down as
9.
What a score.
Well, 9, did he?
Yeah.
Wow. Well done, Steve. Good work.
Cheers, mate.
Good work. Thank you very much indeed for playing us, Steve, there. Steve, if you want to just plug your comedy nights again, you feel free to do so. Feel free to plug your comedy again.
Hello?
Hello, Steve, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Sorry, John.
I just said, another chance for you to plug your comedy nights there, if you want to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so this Monday coming at the 10 Bells, we're doing a great comedy night, and we have people that perform at Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and it's free, and it's wonderful.
Right,
the 10 Bells Pub on Monday night.
10 Bells Pub is where?
It's in Spitalfields. It's the famous old Jack the Ripper pub on the corner.
Oh, okay. All right. There we go. Okay, good.
Cheers for that.
You're welcome. Right, that's just about it from us. With plugging in mind, look who it is.
Exactly.
Look who it is.
It is.
It's lovely Penny Smith.
Oh, do you know what? You mentioned about the coconuts. We're talking about coconuts, would you believe?
That was a deliberate.
Was that what it was?
Yes.
Are you sure?
No.
No.
Not at all. That's a lovely coincidence.
It is. We're talking about plastic-covered coconuts. Have you seen them?
I've seen plastic-covered cauliflower steaks. We've been talking about that today.
Yeah, well, the plastic-covered coconuts are also out there.
Is that another thing?
It's another thing. Oh. And we're talking about microbeads, which are these things that we never knew that suddenly people had put into things, and now they're going to go out. They're finally going out in July, so we're talking about that. And also freak weather in California. There you are. You have those horrible fires, and then that burns all the soil, and then we have these flash floods and mudslides
because water can't get do the water's job of holding any of the soil together.
It can't leak away. And also, we have got New Year's resolutions. How's everybody going so far? We're only on the 10th of January. I know a few people who haven't made it, who've already conked out on the side of the road.
What were their... Was it a dry January thing or a...
Dry January. Yeah. One of them dry January. And there's always an excuse. And I'm not one to say... I don't do them anymore because I just feel too guilty when they all go a bit wrong. And £12,000 to have dinner with David Cameron. So we're asking, who would you pay 12 grand to have dinner with? David Cameron? Yeah.
Would you?
Do I look the type?
Well, you do get a talk radio salary, so I mean, it's hard. It's a drop in the ocean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There is that.
Yeah, there we go. Penny, lovely to see you. Penny Smith with you next on Drive. We'll be back tomorrow. I know. From 1 till 4 in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.